I don't know who's announcing.
I don't know what episode number it is.
91, I think.
91.
Okay. Welcome to episode 90. Oh, that's good because it starts with a 1. So it's 91 of Crippled System and episode 1 of the visual Crippled System.
Now with 100% more scooping.
He means ice cream, of course.
Yes, I stopped at Culver's on the way here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Actually, Culver's has no ice cream if you want to be pedantic about it.
That's very true, too.
So for our listeners who may not know what we look like, should we like say, hi, I'm me, and wave at the camera?
Apparently some listeners don't know what we look like because I did have an announcement because somebody messaged me on Facebook to make an announcement, and he said, hey, I played a game against the bearded guy who isn't Nathan.
Yeah, that would be me.
That would be Andy.
That would be Andy. Yeah. I guess you have a beard, too.
I do.
So in my brain, you don't have a
beard. I have a beard. I've had a beard as long as you've known me.
I know, but comparatively speaking.
Compared to Andy, that's true.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm Jeremy, Valiant418 on the forum.
Oh, my God.
Oh, like the camera's way off. It's throwing me way off.
No, I'm actually watching the stream. So you're actually watching the stream. People are actually going to view us.
That's throwing me way off. All right. So I'm watching myself in the past. That's disturbing.
Well, you don't have to
in
watch
a second here. Oh, I waved. No. That was exciting. Anyway. Jesus Christ. I play Rhett and Legion and Destiny.
All right. I'll switch it back to the normal camera so Jeremy's not retarded.
Well, or we could just, you know, act normal and it'll happen to be there.
Yes, exactly. I should probably turn the laptop away from everyone so they can't see
it. Well, you should probably go back to the Twitch feed in case we get questions. But
well, no. Andy could watch the Twitch feed. The point is that it's distracting the rest of us monkeys. Yes,
that's true.
My name is Jeff.
There we go. Good introduction.
And I'm Nate Newby. I'm dumb. Oh, that's my personal Facebook. I'm desperately trying to find this announcement. Do things in the meantime.
Okay.
Do things. Jazz hands again. There you go.
You just want to introduce yourself?
My name is Brian.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I play Shadows of Mordor.
Yes, you
Not
do.
Anymore, you don't. You got the final achievement.
I got 100% achievements. I'm still going to play. It's so much fun. I'm still going
to
keep playing it.
Is that your first platinum or re-platinum other PS
games? I've never actually liked a game enough to go all the way.
Nice. That's what she said.
Yeah, that's why I said it. Yeah, no.
Very cool.
It's very exciting. It took me a few hours for the last achievement. Only a little bit of rage.
Yahtzee's review of Shadows of Mordor was good. He said that like it was generic as all hell and yet was still amazing. He said he liked getting involved, like, you felt like a soccer mom, like, picking the orc that you liked and trying to guide him up through the becoming a leader and everything.
The Nemesis system is amazing, and it's going to be used a lot more in future games. I mean, that's a thing that's going to just exist in a lot of things now.
That's actually what most excited me about that game. I want to play it also, but the idea of a new fundamental mechanic, like, I'm trying to think what a good example of a fundamental mechanic that's been introduced recently that was really good that then everybody cribbed off of.
Well, I mean, this stole the Assassin's Creed, Batman Arkham combat style.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Like, stuff like that. Like, there's games that have come out in the last 5 years that have introduced things that have just become synonymous with gaming. And I'm okay with it because they've been really cool advances in gaming.
Which when people start, it's in a few years when people copy it and do it sloppy, where it'll be frustrating.
Yes, that'll be the frustrating thing.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, I hate Gears of War because I hate the cover humping auto healing mechanic, and that's when done right. I don't mind the shield mechanic in like Halo or Borderlands where you have the shield that regenerates but you still have whatever, but in Gears of War it's fucking terrible.
And they have a similar mechanic in Destiny as well. But
somebody referred to Gears of War as a less colorful whack-a-mole simulator, and I fully agree with it.
All right, then.
I found my announcement. I'm competent sometimes.
Good job.
Jeremy, Andy, did either of you lose to somebody playing with Caliban?
No, I lost against Caliban. Okay, because I was playing. We already decided this.
But Jeremy has a beard. It could have been
me. I have
Jeremy.
A beard. It could have been me.
No, it wasn't. No. No. The thing is, I saw that announcement. I saw that message. And I knew it was me immediately.
Well, I didn't know that had happened to you. Box. Hey, Das Sweetenflukens can wait.
I can't. It's going to take me a while to get into the box.
All right, go ahead.
The fans can watch me like...
Work on that. So Dan Wright writes, hi, my name is Dan White. I beat the non-Nathan bearded guy with Caliban. Our store is having a food machine tournament November 1st in Iowa City. And we were hoping for some podcast advertisement.
No.
I was trying to remember if that's where we had played. No, it was Cedar Rapids where we had all the other events that Billy runs.
Yeah, Cedar Rapids.
Does Iowa City still have a Long John Silver's? Because Cedar Rapids doesn't anymore, so it's dead to me as a geological location.
They got rid of it?
Long John Silver's closed like half of their locations. Well, because the issue was is
Jesus
that...
Jesus fucking Christ.
I'm making some... Ignore the sound.
Their big meal, the Big Catch, had like 18 billion calories. Mm-hmm. So they were getting shit for it, so they switched their oil to some like less terrible oil, so it had 15 bajillion calories. and it didn't taste as good, so they switched back to the 18 bajillion calorie version, and then people were complaining about the health food, so they're like, fuck it, we're closing half our restaurants, so while we figure this out.
Okay,
so then. So, like, a whole bunch of Long John Silver's closed, so I'm sad. Okay. So, it's important to know, Dan, let me know if Iowa City has a Long John Silver's, because that dictates whether or not
he'll be there.
You're worth me.
Were you going to read the other one, too?
Well, I'm not done with the announcement.
Oh, jeez.
All I did was literally say that he wanted to have podcast, but I didn't actually say what he wanted to advertise.
There are details. It's true.
As you know, food machine events are an amazing way to game.
I regret this decision. All right, you can't have it.
As you know, food machine events are an amazing way to game and fill up local food banks. 2 years ago, we raised a little over $400. Last year, we were over $600. And this year, I think we can get to a grand if we get the word out. I believe in them. I believe in our listeners. I believe that he can raise $1,000. Event will be run by...
I believe I can fly.
Thanks, R. Kelly. Is that R. Kelly?
I don't know.
Is that R. Kelly?
I've decided no one else can have what's in this box. Taking it home with me.
The event will be run by local press ganger Ruxton Smith and is at Critical Hit Games November 1st at 12 p.m. That's noon. Any advertisement will be great rules. I think great rules is supposed to be two different words, so I'm going to assume any advertisement will be great and then a period and a space. And then rules can be found on Facebook forums here. There's the link to the Facebook forums. It's on my phone. If you can zoom in on your monitor.
We'll also post it in the thread.
I guess I could do that too. And then there's also a link for where it'll be on the Muse forums.
We'll leave you voicemails what it is.
It's https://www.facebook.com/events/7939384106510295/permalink/7939387939843.24. That's the Facebook link. The Muse forums link is...
No! No! No!
All right, so that's that announcement. Okay. Food Machine, November 1st, noon, Critical Hit Games, Iowa City. That's the summary of it.
Hi, I'm Andy, Major Tusk on the forums, and I play Mercenaries and...
Hand out chocolate.
And I did play Warhammer Fantasy.
Yeah, you did. I liked your Facebook post. You're like, on Wednesday, you're like, I'm going to play Warhammer Fantasy this week. I remember liking Warhammer Fantasy. And then, like, he plays on Saturday, and on Sunday, it's like, I fucking hate Warhammer Fantasy.
No, he said, I really like the people. The game is utter trash.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't help that I took on... Basically, we were playing a giant mega battle, so everybody was lined up on a table, face to face. I took on the person that was playing fucking Nagash. Nagash is... Think of, like, if it's a War Machine game... it's your general that costs 100 points.
Okay.
Which makes no sense in War Machine, FYI.
Well, no. Instead of gaining points, he costs. Like, it would
he costs 100 points. So in order for you to take him in your army, he's a 100-point guy who does stupid, ridiculous things.
For example,
Brian, you might know this. So when the undead summon models, Nagash is just able to summon entire units. Like, he's like, he just casts a spell and boom, there's a 35-man graveguard unit just there.
In context, I'm assuming that's not fair.
35, it's like a 200 points. So if you're playing like 1,000 points or 2,000 points in a game.
How would you play it? Oh my God.
Well, the points are different. It's not 1,000 War Machine points.
Well, he said, think about it like War Machine. It's 100 points.
Which is true.
No, I'm just I'm saying that that's like how Nagash would cost if he was in like in a War Machine army.
He would cost 100 War Machine points.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the Gravedigger points would be in War Machine points because I don't play Warhammer.
Well, think of just being able to just randomly summon a unit, just a full-fledged unit.
With a spell.
Like
with
a spell. You just cast a spell
That unit's there. Or I cast a spell and I pop down a Colossal. Or I cast a spell and I... pop out Blackbane's ghost pirates, you know.
That is a unit, for the record.
Yes. I was comparing it in my mind to something that's incorporeal. It was pretty ridiculous. And then right to the left of that person was a very, very, competitive player. So he brought a very competitive list and nothing could touch his stuff. So it was in my stuff. All died to Nagash and that competitive high elf player. So I just it was kind of sucky.
So Nagash was working together with the high elves.
Holy fuck yeah!
All right.
Speaking of your stuff dying, we have to play Blood Bowl this week.
Yeah, we do. I don't know when.
Okay, I'm glad we touched base on that.
There's also I met a guy there too who wants to start up a Blood Bowl league as well in town. Run it on like every other Sunday.
I will play Blood Bowl Internet Leagues happily. I have no impetus to actually get in a vehicle and drive someplace and actually play Blood Bowl in person.
It's so much better than playing it online.
Yeah, but I have to put on pants. It takes twice as long.
No, playing it online, I can just be like, okay, I'm annoyed with this game, and I can stop it, and my person's not offended. Like, oh, I got disconnected.
Oops.
Oops.
My modem died.
But I can just watch TV, and I'm like, oh, my gutter runner ran over there. Oops. Turn over. Here go. And it's just faster, just because you don't have to physically move the bits and stuff. And, you know, it's more along the length of time I actually want to invest in a game of Blood Bowl. Because you can play a full one on the PC in an hour, and in person it takes longer than that.
Slightly longer. Yeah. It's not that much. It's like it's about the same time as a War Machine game. Stop it!
No chocolates yet.
You have to finish introductions.
I introed myself.
Yeah, I did.
And Brian did, and Andy did, and Nathan did. So who are we waiting for?
Nobody. Well, I didn't introduce myself as Nate Newbie. I could change 50% of that. I suppose you could
change 50%
of that. I'm not Nate Newbie. I'm Nate Hoffman.
True.
Double F, double N. As the only person with an accurate German spelt name, I think I get all of the chocolates.
Nope.
Hey, no. I have German ancestry.
I don't think is a German name.
I have German ancestry, too.
Again,
Shay is a very German name. If you're going to tell me that's not...
I think it's French.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because it got the Shay. Shay.
The way it's spelled is very German. Hilariously, I don't actually have any German ancestry. I just have a German name.
Oh, that'll work. That's a German habit, is giving other people German names. It's Ellis. Like, oh, what's your country called? Prussia? Now that's it's nice. Called Germany.
Yeah.
What's your country called? Poland? Now it's called Germany. It's a public service they do.
They're helping you out.
Yeah.
It's easier for everyone. You don't have to worry about not living in Germany.
On a side note, the other email we got this week was talking about, Nathan, you should watch CinemaSins on YouTube
and then
do a crossover. And then, P.S., please keep out of political chat. I like you guys, but would rather not hear your views.
Listen, anybody in this state who listened to our podcast, if you... whatever, okay.
I'm going to go...
Go.
So, obviously, Wisconsin hates Scott Walker. That's not a shocking thing. But I've been seeing all these ads, and every ad is, don't vote for Scott Walker. No one's like, vote for this other person instead.
No, they're like, you should vote for whoever isn't Scott Walker.
Yeah, I'm like, you know,
that's everyone's campaign.
So when Scott Walker wins again, it's maybe if the Democrats... Since everyone hates Scott Walker, can't you find a person to actually get behind?
Well, he's going to have lots of name recognition.
I did like in the insert for the Capital Times this week, they had, or no, in the Isthmus, rather, they had an insert with all of the political candidates for like governor and lieutenant governor and all these aldermen and everything for the Madison area. And they asked them all like 10 questions. They had their responses and all these people responded. And then right up there in the middle of it's just Scott Walker, no response. And then he just moved on to the next person. He just couldn't even be fucked to even talk to the Isthmus.
Well, I mean, that's pretty beneath him. Why would he respond to that magazine?
Well, he's busy eating children.
Anyway.
Didn't we just say that he doesn't want us to get political?
That's not getting political. That's like saying Hitler's a terrible person. That's not political. It's just a well-regarded statement of fact.
Hand me chocolate so I can not say things.
All right. So, all right. We got a box.
Of chocolate.
Of chocolates.
Of 9 sweets.
Pounds of chocolate.
Yeah.
And the first, I'm gonna grab things out of this box randomly. And, oh my God.
That is a big thing.
This is a big box of jumbo classic Mein Freundchenkind.
Somebody's eardrums are bleeding right now.
Erdnussen.
That doesn't look like chocolate at all.
Well, no, they're snacks.
Yeah, but I want chocolate.
They're
snacks.
These are like German cheese puffs, except not cheesy.
I was promised chocolate.
Yeah, chew right into the microphone, because that's how everything goes.
I was
there.
Promised chocolate, but
there
I
will
try
be
one.
Chocolate. That would be a great sequel to There Will Be Blood.
This is like a peanut. This is weird. Here.
It's a
like,
peanut butter
it's
puff.
Like puff. It's like cheese puffs, except with peanut instead of cheese flavor.
Wow.
Do we have any Twitch followers yet, Andy? By the way.
Yeah, we do.
Any questions?
There's a lot Twitch of comments. Followers.
A lot of comments.
Yep. Stu wants you to grow a beard, Brian.
That's fair.
I don't like beards. Next we got Waffenschenker.
That's flawless, by the way.
Yes,
probably. Yeah, your German is very fluent.
I studied it for many years. I knew a German person.
Was it are you sure it wasn't a Klingon?
What is this?
That doesn't look like chocolate either.
Waffle roll chen. I mean, like, it's literally there's German there's English words there. Waffle and roll are 2/3 of the German word. So it's like a waffle cone, but in roll form.
I'm very full, and I want to save room for chocolate. I was promised...
There will be chocolate. You have to try this. There's only blood. That is cinnamon sugary goodness.
That just goes here.
we'll share more later.
No, it just goes here. It stays here.
Andy was just going to hold it for you.
Yeah, I was going to hold it permanently.
He's helping you. Those are pretzels.
No, these are mini.
Send more waffle rolls.
Mini brezel.
Not a pretzel.
They're pretzels.
No, it says brezel with a B.
It's a pretzel.
Yeah, those are goddamn pretzels.
All right, well, I'll open the pretzels while Brian grabs something more unrecognizable.
Good. This is so awesome. This is great for everybody.
Did we have a topic to
everybody?
Talk about during this? Is what I'm saying.
Here, Deutschlandbach, talk for you.
Here, I will talk about my thoughts on the Legion Exigent stuff while you guys open German things. And when there's chocolate, you are damn well going to hand me some.
These pretzels have bested me. There's a red circle that I assumed was the easy peel, but it's not actually. I think it's lying to me.
All right, hand me a toffifee, and I will talk about Legion. So,
toffifee.
Toffifee.
German toffee is just toffee with a stutter. Toffifee.
So, I wasn't here last week when they talked about Exigence. Andy, you get toffee.
I was checking the stuff.
My thoughts on Legion for Exigence are Abby 2 is going to be the breakout caster from this book, quite frankly, in my opinion. I've heard arguments for Bradagus. I don't disagree that Bradagus is a good caster. What I disagree with is that people are going to run Morvana Bradagus, and I also disagree that people are going to stop running Morvana.
Oh my god!
the rest of the box is empty, guys. Sorry.
Yeah.
Brad and I have to go something.
You still haven't opened up those pretzels?
I found the start of it, finally. It's not an easy peel. It's a go-fuck-yourself difficult peel. It's just red to make sure you know that.
Oh, all right, anyway. So, I think Abby 2 is going to be the breakout caster in this book. I have played her several times now, including I wasn't able to make it to the tournament on time yesterday. So, I played against the bye from both round 1 and 2. And in one of the games, actually ended the game with more heavies than I started the game with, which was a new feeling for me.
Oh, because with the
I have a Feralgeist.
Feralgeist.
I literally ended the game with none of my heavies having taken any damage, and his heavies all dead, and I controlled one of them. That was a cool feeling.
Who was it against?
Dave, our local, the Circle player.
Circle, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So we have learned that Mini Brezel, Aus dem Schwarzwald,
our pretzels.
Are pretzels. Yeah. Those are good. I like pretzels.
Other than
some more sugar and chocolate there?
That's lint chocolate. Hand it over.
No, it's not mint chocolate.
I said lint chocolate.
Yeah.
Lint?
Oh, yeah.
Lint?
Yeah,
lint.
The
chocolate clothes. Makers.
Oh. So do not give brutal. Jeremy any.
Here.
So
Morvana or Abby 2.
So,
oh my god.
So I think Abby 2 is going to become a staple in Legion players' tournament list, and I don't know that Bradagus will just because I don't think he pairs well with Morvana, and Morvana's that good. That's the difference. I'm not saying Bradagus is a bad caster. I think all of the other casters in the book are second tier compared to those two.
Oh, sweet Jesus. So Cheddar Caveman says Bradagus, Cro-Mac, Bradagus, Kruger 2, or Bradagus, Cassius are all better ideas.
Those are all better ideas. It's unfortunate that means you don't get to play Morvana. And I think if you have to pick between Bradagus and Morvana, you pick Morvana. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, probably.
Other things that we got the beast. We were one of the two factions that got a beast pack. That was really good, by the way.
Very good. Yummy.
Yeah, it's from Lint, so of course.
Lint chocolate is amazing.
It's all gone.
The Beast Pack is interesting. I think that it's somewhat akin to a Shredder Swarm in that you're going to run it with either Aeth Agrosh or Abby 2, someone that lets them charge for free, and you're going to run just a shit ton of bodies because it's 4 for 4 points. So it's like, sure, why not? I can do that. They are individually fairly weak. On Abby 2's feet turn, they get all the way up to a POW 12, but they're crit poison, so they're all right.
What do you think? Yeah!
Yeah!
Yell less loudly.
Our German listeners have all stopped watching. They will never set us treats again.
Ever again.
This is basically a Vegas thing. I'm not going to open it right now because I'm already full. We have like 44 more things to open. But it basically looks like amazing chocolate.
It does look good. That's going to go home with me.
Yeah, I know.
Because Katie wasn't able to make it here tonight. Jeremy, so I'm home.
Why isn't Katie here?
Katie went to a wedding this weekend. And last night, Katie may have been a little bit friendly with the booze. Potentially.
More lint chocolate, Crayola, all fancy type things. I don't want to, this is too fancy to open.
What do you think of running the Beast Pack and just pretending it's infantry?
That was one of the things that was brought up. The problem with the Beast Pack as infantry is, Nathan, tell me how you would feel about if any other faction just had like Signar infantry and couldn't really buff them. They seem pretty strong, right? Those defensive stats are a thing you'd want to really have a lot of on the field. The Beast Pack's defensive stats are abhorrent.
Yeah.
So I think that the problem with running them instead of our infantry is actually hard to kill. and those aren't. The five boxes don't make up for, what is it, armor 11 or 12?
11.
Yeah, they don't make up for armor 11. They're functionally armor 16, except you can hit them with smaller things and chip away at that armor 16. Like, that's pretty bad. Like,
arg, 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 the videos.
Okay.
I don't know, it's fine. Because
you're hitting the table.
I know it was.
He does that.
But yeah, so that's my problem with the Beast Pack, is their defensive stats. If their
speed had a 7, I mean, they're really
they're fast. They're fast, but so are most of our infantry.
My point is they have their defense is not as not higher. No, what I was going to say, they have the same armor as Kayazi. They don't have the super high defense. That is true, but because of flight, they can hang out in forests and stuff, and hang out behind cover, and not have to deal with the penalty of charging over it. So they can be defense 14 or 16 against range attacks if you position them correctly.
What's that called?
This is Moritz,
kind of.
And there's a picture of a bear on it.
I don't know. I don't think they're going to see. I think that they are underwhelming. If they had if their Beast Pack wide animus was similar to the Scorn one, in that it gave them sort of some sort of defensive buff on the approach, I think they'd see play. So the great thing about the Scorn one is you run them, and then you have your caster or one of your beasts that can cast an animus from something else cast onto them at range 6. Hey, you're dug in. And then they actually survive to get up the field. These guys don't have that option. And you can't put out that much tenacity.
Okay.
Those are pretty good. So I don't think they're going to see a lot of play. It's unfortunate. It's an interesting idea. It's possible a later book will come out with something that will make them more doable. At the moment, I don't think they're there.
Are there any like cookies? Are the the only cookies?
Well, there's boxes of like crisps, Weiss crisps. I don't know what these are.
This is I think this is white chocolate because Weiss means white.
All right.
On the other hand, Nathan, we did get a good unit of infantry, which is the Blightblades.
Which a lot of people are poo-pooing because people are dumb.
People are dumb. So here's the thing: ambush is an amazing rule. Take a look sometime at the stat line on Kossite Woodsmen, and then you will never play them, and then play them one time and realize that they're fucking legendary because they get to come in behind your enemy and screw with everything. They're actually playably good.
That's the reason why they have bad stats, because
these guys don't have bad stats, though. Yeah. They have ambush and great stats.
But what somebody pointed out is that Bogtrogs have reach and ambush.
Yep, Bogtrogs do. It's not an untrue statement. They're not in faction. They don't have stealth. And... But do Bogtrogs have stealth? And I'm just forgetting.
No, they have ambush. It doesn't matter if they have stealth.
Okay. But, well, it might matter because if you ambush in and kill a bunch of things and then their range units turn around and kill you, it doesn't happen.
Bogtrogs were actually really good with stealth. They're fine of them. When they had stealth, you're right.
Yeah,
you
and these guys with stealth are going to be amazing.
It is really good.
Like, it's going to be a huge problem.
All right. We got like five.
Is this one giant, or did these just melt together? I think this was chocolate covered cookies and the chocolate melted. So this is a block of chocolate covered cookies.
I think there's a couple of them there like that had melted. Langston. Like those.
It's supposed to be like five or six cookies instead of one monster.
The world's biggest cookie.
I'll take a monster cookie.
So anyway, I think the Blightblades are going to actually see play.
If you could like break it in half, maybe.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to eat it.
All right.
There's only three. If you break it,
Who doesn't want one?
Me. I won't take it. I'll be good.
All right. There we go.
So, can I finish with Legion now?
No, keep going.
Okay. The Nerf, on the other hand, I can't decide about. Here's the thing with the Nerf. It's a heavy that costs 7 points. So, off the cuff, I love it. I come from Rhett, who has a 7-point heavy that also has a gun and has a better melee weapon. And
is that the Banshee? Or no,
the Sphinx.
The Sphinx. The Sphinx is super good for 7 points.
It's legendary. Really for seven, it's legendary. The Nerf is not legendary. It doesn't have reach. It doesn't have a gun. And while I am loath to say that to jump on all of the ideas the Muse spouts, I think that John Damaris said it right when he says, if it's a heavy that doesn't have reach and doesn't have a gun, I'm not interested. Now, it sort of has reach.
I agree.
I know. That's there true. Are exceptions. But it does sort of have reach with its animus. But I don't know. I can't decide about the Nerf. It's one of those things that I think in order for it to really work, it will either be the one beast being run by someone like Kallus, just because it's only 7 points and you get a heavy to run with him and he gets enough fury to get out of it, or it'll be the sort of situation where you're going to spam it because it's cheap and it'll be good in numbers. Just splashing one of them into a list, I don't really see a place for it. I wish I did, but on the other hand, I go back and forth on our new character, Zuriel.
By go back and forth, do you mean you're aware of the fact that he's fucking amazing? He's fucking amazing.
On paper, he is not amazing. On paper, he's
bullshit.
Good. On paper, he's good.
He's got two sprays that have boosted to hit everything he sprays across.
Sure.
He's amazing.
Sure.
And, oh, that's right. Legion Super Pillow Fist. And he can handle himself in melee against heavies as well. He's not going to crack he's not an armor cracking murder machine, but he's not a slouch in melee. He can get the job done in melee. So you combine that with his incredible range power, I think he's legit.
We have Typhon already in faction.
Who's worse than him?
I don't know that he is.
Typhon doesn't get boosted attacks against everything he sprays.
No, but Typhon still kills most of the infantry that he goes after.
Three sprays that aren't boosted are worse than two sprays that are. Would be my stance on that.
In general, I don't disagree. However, I don't. The power on the spray is a 12, so it's lower than Typhon's as well.
But 12. Kills
but what
infantry.
Is what 12 is this?
12 still kills infantry. It's a 5.
So
it hits 15s. Typhon's a 6 and not boosted, so it hits 13s. Agreed. There are infantry that are in that place, but it doesn't do the range shot thing much better than Typhon. If you're not running it with Saren, it's not an Arcanine. With Saren, it's legit. With Saren, it's no question it's legit. What's your...
The cool thing, though, too, is that model has Eyeless Sight, so the sprays will hit stealth targets, too.
Sure, because you need Eyeless Sight with spray. That's true, Andy. Good job. He's a
Remember, though, Eyeless Sight doesn't ignore elevation.
He is not reach, just like Typhon. Well, if he were reach, then I would say he outclasses Typhon.
If he had reach, he'd be a god.
Like, the thing is, he's good. He's got the best... What really actually makes him... I was poo-pooing him, actually, until I saw that his defensive stat line is the best one in Legion. That's where he lives, is he's a 12-19. Legion doesn't have anything like it. Even just Tenacity makes him a 13-20. He doesn't have a ton of boxes, so we're not talking, like, Imperatus or anything here, but he's still really, really good with even just Tenacity on him. With Saren, he's really, really strong.
A lot of casters like his animus on themselves.
I'm curious which ones you think care.
Either of the Liliths?
Not really. Lilith 2, I don't ever miss infantry with Lilith 2.
Well, no, except the thing is, it's... it is non-warcaster.
It's non-warcaster, never mind. Yes. Yeah, so it yes, like, I agree. Without that phrase, every one of our casters would be like, this is amazing.
Well, specifically, without that phrase, the chick with the balls from...
Vale 2.
Vale 2 would be stupid good without that.
Yes. Like, that limitation is why it's not amazing with all our casters. I think that there's a situation where you use it with, like, Thagrush 2's Blighted Breath, but Andy wants more chocolate, I think.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to signal. You're talking. Yeah, you can keep on talking. Okay. So I'm going to signal Nathan to go, and I'm just going to tell him now since I have the mic control, to go to the fridge. There are 3 alcoholic beverages in the side there.
Hooray!
Hooray for booze.
There is...
really need some chocolate. We can't leave, so it's all gone.
I'm going to open the yah, because I want to know what they are.
But
okay, so...
I'll go get the beverages after I open the yah.
The other thing that I thought made him better, but doesn't, is I thought char would allow him to become a virtuoso, but it does not. So you can charge in and do one spray at the target you hit twice already. But again, if you're hitting it twice, it's probably not infantry, and then the POW 12 is kind of a joke. Do we have a follow-up question, Andy, over there?
These are various chocolate-covered cookies.
Looking at them.
These appear to be chocolate-covered Ritz crackers. What?
I don't know. I opened this chocolate.
I told everybody about your live cast next week.
My what?
Not your live cast, but your...
I was going to say, I don't know.
Your Legion cast.
Yes, I am planning to do the Legion cast next week. That is true.
And then a lot of people were saying, oh, God, 6 hours of this?
Yep, that's true. If you think you have better opinions on Legion, and I know many of you do, excellent. Share them with me and or podcast it yourself.
So I have the obvious spread out here. I will take 2 women, because it's my favorite beer. Uh-huh. Andy will get a spotted cow, because you love spotted cows. So you get the Calypso Colada Seagram's Escape wine cooler.
Because you were hoping Katie would come instead of me?
That's the third beverage.
No, it was just beverages that were in the fridge. There is an IPA in there.
I hate IPAs. It's fine.
Okay.
Well, a lot of the chocolate has like this milky, cloudy, white, like dusty texture to it, and I think that's just because of the climate.
Mm-hmm.
Or it probably melted and reformed.
Exactly. But that's what I meant by the climate. I didn't mean that like Germany is some weird Mars planet where chocolate is different.
I can't open this.
The saddest thing for me about Zuriel, and here it is right here, I really wanted him to make me even pretend to think about playing Ryas. He does not. It's great that he has stealth with Ryas. You know what Ryas needs? Not that. Not a beast that doesn't even benefit from rapport. That's not what Ryas is looking for.
And a non-reach beast doesn't really benefit from her feet as much.
Exactly. Everything about this guy says, I heard that Ryas is a thing, and so we gave him an affinity with Ryas just because, but you'll never ever field him with Ryas. Okay, great.
And his affinity is while in their battle group or just while in their control area? Because I'm curious in two caster
in control area, you'd get both in a two caster game. He'd be stealth Arknode, which would be amazing. Except then you'd be playing Ryas.
In two caster, does she still have the link thing?
Yep, they link through each other.
Yeah, that's super sweet.
Except they're going to be both be linking through Zero.
Only one of them. Like, Ryas wouldn't gain the ability to cast through him because he wouldn't be her.
Oh, you're right.
Arknode is battle group only, even though he doesn't need to be in her battle group to gain it. Oh, although, if he was in Ryas's battle group and in Saren's control area, Ryas could arc through him.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know that it's worth playing. Fuck. I don't know that it makes
it up.
I don't know that it makes it worth playing Ryas. It just still doesn't. I really wanted him to have some like ball-bustingly amazing. Like, if I'm with Ryas, I'm +2 strength and I'm +2 mat and I'm just a golden god. And then go play Ryas, please. That's not what he has.
With Ryas, he gains reach and Ryas gains 1 fury.
Yes. Yes. She becomes fury 6. That would be a legit. No,
6, right? She becomes 7. She is a 5. She and the Lilith are 5.
Ryas is terrible. Okay, so
somebody needs to win a goddamn tournament with Ryas to shut people up. Because if I played a Legion, I would try to turd polish her, and I don't know how tilting at windmills that is.
I tried. Fat Asian claims that he made her work with infantry. I've never seen her put it on the table in a tournament, so I'm not sure I believe him. But he made it work with Ash.
I think at War Machine Weekend last year.
He put it on the table. He just didn't do well with it.
Which, you know,
there's a difference. Here's the thing, Dash is an amazing spell. Yes, you can get a great infantry list with Dash. So, Gristle? Great with Dash.
She doesn't work for Legion.
Nope. Ryas, trash. Like, Ryas is just...
Why is Dash terrible?
So...
Why is Dash not good in Legion?
How good are Morten Ebra's Jack control spells? Pretty good, right?
Okay.
How often do you see Morten, until really recently when Tom Gwan really championed her, how often did you see Morten Ebra on the table?
Not as much as you should, because she's fucking amazing.
Because she does really, really great things for the part of your faction that no one cares about. That's what Ryas does.
Gotcha.
How often do you see a Legion list that has more than 10 points of infantry? And those are 2 Forsaken, 2 Shepherds, and 2 Strider Deathstalkers.
Yeah.
Like, it's just
why, because they're like, you bring Incubi, you bring your Reach
and Kallus is really good with infantry. The problem is our beasts are just that good. That's really the problem. Is like, you put a Ravagor in any faction, and that faction's like, I'm fucking playing a Ravagor. And then you put a Carny in any faction, and they're like, this is really good too.
Legion players don't play Carnies.
I do.
I know. But in general, they're like, why would I take that? I could take a Scythian.
But also a really good beast. Like that's the thing. Our beasts are just that good. That's the problem. Right. So
That in a sense, hordes, you're basically required to take beasts anyway.
You must take at least a few in order to, yes, yeah, correct.
So as compared to War Machine, where, you know, you can get by with a ton of infantry.
Yeah, you can. Right. So the other thing in the book, and we've known about her for a really long time, is Fianna the Lash. I go back and forth on Fianna. She reminds me a whole lot of a Mage Hunter Assassin that costs 3 points instead of 2. Like, I understand she does lots of things a Mage Hunter Assassin doesn't do. The things that I care about her doing are very, very similar to a Mage Hunter Assassin.
But it's a Mage Hunter Assassin that can boost and buy attacks. And is that worth a point?
No, it's not. Have you read Fianna? She's not actually a Lesser Warlock.
No, she's a solo.
She's just a solo. We didn't get a Lesser Warlock.
That's right. I was thinking,
You got
the
Lesser Warlock.
You got the Beast Mistress. I forgot.
We had her last book.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She can only take lessers.
I was in my brain.
Yes. No, if Fianna could have a Shredder follower around and give her 2 Fury, she'd be amazing. Right,
sorry. Yeah.
But yes, so she's basically a 3-point Mage Hunter Assassin. And the problem with Mage Hunter Assassins in Rhett, well, the okay thing about Mage Hunter Assassins is you can put a lot of threats on the table that are similar to them that require the same thing to kill them. You can field 2 Mage Hunter Assassins, and you can field Narn, and then you can play a game within a game, and then by fielding Nail. And so you can have these things that are very similar to each other that require the same sort of things to kill them. She's going to more than likely be the only thing in your list that requires that sort of thing to kill it. Like, if you have a monitor, it's got one good target on the table, and it's Fianna.
Right.
It's just that's what's killing her. If you've got Rovan and Co., unless I put her in a list with Lilith too, that's what Rovan and Co. is letting something shoot at. Like, it just that if you've got a Judicator, it's shooting at her.
All right.
So I don't see her seeing a lot of play. I would like her to. I think she's a beautiful model. I have a beautifully painted model that Matt DiPietro painted for me. I'd really like to put her on the table more, and I just can't find a list she works in.
That and I wouldn't To be perfectly honest, I wouldn't
play. Well, right, and that's the thing, and that's why I haven't played her at all. Like, if I found a list that I loved her in, then I would play her, and I would be like, this is worth playing this painted, beautifully painted model because she's really good in this list. But like, I'm not going to just be like on a random Wednesday night.
I would just buy a second Fiat.
Well, that's the other thing. Yeah, I would just buy a second Fiat. But yes,
she's like my Gorman to Seawolf. Even if I picked up a faction again that could run Gorman, I would not play. If I had Matt DiPietro paint my Gorman to Seawolf, I would not run him at all.
I lost my one painted by Charles Foster.
That is unfortunate.
That is terrible.
It is terrible. Lost to borrowed, stolen. I'm not sure which. I'm pretty sure I didn't actually lose it. I'm pretty sure. I may have misplaced it in a move, but some of me have borrowed it and just not given it back.
So anyway, are what we got in the book.
You blanked that out?
He doesn't remember.
Anyway, those are what we got in the book. I think, quite frankly, everybody says Circle won the book. Bullshit. Abby 2 wins the book for Legion.
Nobody said Circle won the book.
When the spoilers first started coming out, everybody said Circle won the book because they got that character that like does things that no one cares about in Circle.
That everybody hates?
That no one... everybody's super excited when the spoilers first hit.
I have not... What I have heard people say is that Minions won the book.
I've heard that as well, but they're still... It's a little bit like when Rhett wins a book. That's great. Everyone's very impressed with you, little kid.
No. It's different than that, because the issue when Minions win the book is that the Scorn players go, fuck yeah, Minions won the book.
Oh, that's right. That's the other thing. That's the other thing we got in this book. I forgot. We got the Sacral Vault, so we got the best battle engine in the book. We got Abby 2, so we got the best caster in the book. We got Zuriel, so we got the best character in the book. Like, we just won the book running away. We just did. In my opinion. So I think Legion did really well with this book. I think 6, 8, 12 months from now, it's going to be people are going to look back, and it's going to be like when you look back on the last book, and you're like, there were things, and then there was Morvana. You're going to look back, and you're like, there were things in that book, and then there was Abby too. I really do think so. So anyway, those are my thoughts on Legion and Exigence.
As of Wednesday, you were undefeated with Abby. We have not yet released our battle report.
Yes, I may or may not still be undefeated. I played her a game on Wednesday against Nathan, which was recorded, which you'll have to watch to see how that went. And I played
a hell of a game. I'll say that now, with no spoilers. That was a hell of a game.
And then I played two games with her against the people that had buys at the tournament on Saturday. And I will say that, and also prior to this Wednesday, I had yet to lose a heavy with her as well. Somebody post something funny on there.
Yeah.
What?
Somebody has joined the conversation.
Is it Travis?
No.
Is it Katie?
Is it Brian?
Yeah, it's Brian.
God damn it.
I'm interacting with the fan base.
That's terrifying.
We can all just pull out our phones and we can all just text her.
They want me just to tell you to stop.
It's crippled system. Watch us text. We'll just go into a chat room.
So I will stop.
Speaking of that, I showed up. I got off of work at 5. I picked up Raylene at 5:30. I drove over to Misty and got there at 6, and nobody was there. And I pulled up my phone and I had a text from Brian at 5:30 saying, "We're all done. Bye." And I'm like, "Aw,
sad face."
And we were still there like 15-20 minutes after we texted.
Yeah, I got there and I went to Ethan. I'm like, "Was there an event here?" He's like, "Yeah, the last person left like 45 seconds ago."
Seemed kind of small then, or is it only 3 rounds?
11 people.
11 people?
Yep. It would have been 12 if I'd finished work sooner, but there was nothing I could do about it. If people really hate it that much, joking aside, if people think that was painful, then I won't record the Legion-sode. Hopefully at least some people will enjoy it.
You need to do Legion-sode. I think it'd be amazing. People all talk about making it into a drinking game.
It would be a drinking game.
It's going to be an amazing event.
I'm going to make it a drinking game. Yeah. I plan to drink while I do it.
You should record it while you're talking. And
oh my God, I could Twitch stream it.
Yeah, you could Twitch stream it.
Oh my God. I don't think any of our listeners want to look at me for that long. I'll be quite honest.
Oh, they do.
Oh, you're a...
Stu does.
Stu does and Chad does.
You are one of the 4 most attractive podcast members. Top 4.
I am definitely
top 3.
I would say top 5.
Well, you're top 5 by default. I'm giving you top 4,
not by default.
Jim.
We've had other people come in.
I meant of the main core 5 cast. I'm giving you top 4. I'm biting the bullet. I'm taking last place, Andy, in case you were panicking.
Only because of your face.
Oh, yes, and my body. And my personality. Only because of my everything.
There's a goddamn fly in here.
There is a goddamn fly in here.
I don't think you're going to get it without making
you blame it? There's like a mound of chocolate here.
That is true.
Of course the one remaining fly alive in the winter came over.
So anyway, it's a scale, or at least it used to be.
No, it's an induction cooker.
Oh,
yes, yes, go stand on that.
You know it's an induction cooker because in German it's induction cooker.
No, but I would like Jeremy to be like, how much do I weigh?
My feet are hot.
Well, it looked like the kitchen scale we have, actually.
It does kind of look like a kitchen scale.
Yeah.
There are 2 flies in here. Moving on. And Jeremy, did you have more to say about
that's what I had about Exigence, actually.
What? Where the
fuck? I will probably talk about many of those things again on next Saturday.
Brian, did either of you want to talk about the event at all? Andy, you played in it. Brian, you ran it.
Andy was not there.
Oh, Andy was not there. Brian, you ran an event.
Yeah, ran an event with 3 rounds. Chad from Chicago won. Good job, Chad.
Did the no character restriction really come up at all?
Not a single person had it matter in their list.
Travis did. Travis like, I'm going to double up some casters. I'll show them how the world is done. And then, of course, he lost because, you know, I don't think it likes Crix. Because when you play Crix, you have to have the mentality to realize that people are going to just gun for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like either you have a list where someone's not prepared for you and you roll them, or they're prepared for you and then you're probably rolled unless you have like a counter logic going on in your head.
Or unless you play Lich too.
Yeah, or yeah, exactly. Or you
and he just refused to play Lich. He refuses to play
Lich. Well, and there are some hard counters to Lich, too.
He always plays Lich, too.
He did it this week.
Yeah, he plays Lich 3.
He plays Lich 3 a ton. Yeah, Travis.
Plays Lich 2 all the time.
I always see him with Lich 3.
Maybe once. He played Lich 2 this weekend.
Oh, yeah, too. Okay. I didn't actually play against him.
If people bring, like, Haley 1, you just lose.
He got killed by a Warp Wolf without reach.
There are Warp Wolves without reach.
I asked Chad what was wrong where the sword fell off. Okay, the sword fell out. You should fix that before I DQ you. I mean, you know, your model's being wrong.
But it was a pure blood. Yeah, he did sit down. Like, I was there when he was there when Brian paired him up. He was like, oh, I can't beat Kruger 2 because I brought Terminus. And I thought he said Lich 3, but Lich 2, apparently. And I was
why
like,
why would those not steamroller Kruger 2?
I don't know. Apparently, he just, like, literally, he was like, oh, I just don't have any answers. I've already lost. So I'm just going to push models around.
You would say he scoops to him.
You might.
Because, you know, that's how Chad wins events. People scoop to him.
Who's Chad?
Kaufman. Cheddar Caveman.
Oh, that. Hi, Chad.
Mm-hmm. He's one of my more favorite Chicagoans.
I really like Chad. He's good people. He's a good guy. Have you seen his dog? I'm going to steal his dog. He has a husky puppy that's just...
You can't call him husky. They're pudgy.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, it's an adorable dog, so I'm going to steal his puppy when he's out of town sometime.
I'm going to go see a movie next week.
What movie?
The one with the guy, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, where they kill his dog and he gets angry. I'll see that movie.
I'm so excited.
Andy and I are going to pain train the Dracula movie.
Are you really? That
Andy
makes sense.
Andy keeps saying no, but it's happening.
It's a good movie to pain train.
I'll do it this Tuesday.
Keanu Reeves action. They kill his dog, so he murders everybody.
Is that really the basic plot of that movie?
He's a retired hitman.
Okay.
Like, he's Mr. Murder Everyone.
Sure.
And he's retired. And he loves his dog. Mm-hmm. And then someone, I don't know if they're just trying to rob his house or whatever. They have no clue who the fuck he is.
They don't know who he is, and they kill his dog.
They wanted to buy
his car from at the gas station. And they follow him home, and they're like, I'm not going to sell you my car. They follow him home, and they kill his dog like in a mean way. He's like, I guess I've got to kill everyone now.
Like everyone. Like he goes through the phone book of the world and kills everyone.
The trick is the director's really good at action, and he has a stunt double from The Matrix. So there's a lot of like really, in the trailer... When I watched the trailer, I'm like, my God, the action looks just so superb. So I'm really excited to watch just a good action movie with Keanu Reeves, like, shouting out ridiculous quotes and just...
Or not talking.
I hope Alex Winter shows up.
Wow. But yeah, no, I'm excited. I'm excited for it. I don't go to movies enough anymore. I'm sad.
I think the Toffifee is my favorite, by the way.
We still have so many other chocolates here. Like this, Nusper Flakes that has, it's Mit Kutzbrigen Cornflakes. Oh, with cornflakes. It's chocolate with cornflakes in it.
That's intriguing. This is peanuts and chocolate. I mean, there's this is chocolate with the chili. There's some chili in this chocolate.
That's usually really good, actually.
You are getting requests to Twitch your...
Oh, God. They're going to make it a Twitch drinking game?
Yeah.
White
chocolate. We'll eat more of this.
I actually might do that because twitching it might be actually interesting. And several people have commented. There was a guy at the tournament Saturday who was very flattery. His flattery, just he couldn't control himself. And he said, are you going to do a Rhett podcast? Because you talked about it a little bit on here. And he was like, if you do that, you should talk to me before you record it. And I was like, well, why? He's like, well, I mean, I just have some ideas that I think would be helpful for you to know before you podcast it. He was being really nice about it, but he was like basically like, because you're a bad Rhett player.
Well, he's seen you play Rhett.
That's good true. Job. He's killed one of the... I thought he was actually from Cedar Rapids, but...
I killed a
none
fly.
Of the other Cedar Rapids guys were there.
He was
from Cedar Rapids? Okay, yeah. So that's what I thought, too.
He came down on it.
He's a really cool guy, and he is actually legitimately good with his Rhett. He's the guy that almost beat you out at Mayhem Cup, Andy. It was the triple Earthbreaker list.
He needs to play faster, but I think he knows that.
Who did I take on?
The guy that told me he would give me good information about Rhett is the one that you beat on Death Clock with your triple Earthbreaker list, and he was like 10 seconds from beating you on scenario.
Yes, he would beat me on scenario.
Yeah,
yep. Yeah, he's
yep.
just
no, he's a really good player.
Nice guy. Yeah, he's just got to speed his game up.
Yep, but, that's mean, literally you know, his only.
He like I think he got Death Clock 2 out of his 3 games.
Yeah, he does. He does get Death Clock.
I hope nobody on the Twitch feed noticed that I just picked my nose.
Oh, but no, they did now.
They noticed. They haven't noticed, but I did glance back at the. I did glance back here, and I saw you picking your nose earlier.
The issue. So I love my nose hair trimmer. It's one of my most prized possession. A good 75% of the time, when it looks like I'm picking my nose, I'm just my nose hair is tickling me because I haven't trimmed recently.
75% of the time, like, you're.
No, I'll be honest. 25% of the time, I have itch. Sorry, sorry. My finger goes in my nose a lot.
Hide behind the screen, and then you can just. Like,
what you do is just go. Oh, sorry, I'm better now.
75% of the time, my fingers in my butt, it's because it itches.
100% of the time, when my fingers in your butt, it's because it itches. My finger. And I just think that'll help.
So, what other topics do we have this week? Or did we have any more good questions on Twitch?
I ate a lot of chocolate.
That's true.
Borderlands one and a half. Borderlands pre-sequel.
Pre-sequel.
To varying degrees, we all play. You?
I do not play.
Sniping is much more prevalent in this. I was playing with an Australian gentleman named Rohan yesterday, and he was sniping guys while I was up there in face. So if your issue with Borderlands 2 is that you couldn't be very snipery...
That is one of my big issues. Because
there's a lot more long-distance combat, and there's a lot of slow-moving flying guys, because there's people that like hover on their jetpacks, and so you can snipe them down like skeet shooting. So, you know, it's
still not
if it's on the Steam Winter Sale for like $30, $40, you should pick it up.
I might pick it up.
Yeah, I understand, but yeah. You might like it.
Like, I want to pick up Shadows of Mordor at some point, too. Here's my problem, is right now Destiny's out, and I'm just hitting that straight in the vein. Like,
Problem is that Destiny's terrible.
It's not. I am loving Destiny.
A Destiny break, I think.
And that's fine. But I'm loving Destiny. You have to remember that I haven't played an MMO since I was in high school. And this was back when it was, like, barely online sort of an MMO. Like, it was like wild Narg appears sort of a thing. Like,
what MMO did you play?
I don't even remember the name of it, but it took place in it was set in Egyptian mythology, and like if you died, you literally went to the land of the dead, and you continued role playing your character, and you could get back to the land of the living from the land of the dead.
That's kind
of
neat.
It was a cool mechanic. It's actually where I got my username, because Valiant 1, 2, 3, and 4 were all taken. I was like, fuck it, I'll just do Valiant. I'll do Valiant 18 taken, Valiant 118 taken, 218 taken, 318 taken, 418 is available. Excellent.
Were you 18 years old at the
time? I was 18 years old at the time. So
the thing is, and Destiny is fun. I'm not stopping because I don't like it. I'm stopping because there's too many games and I just need to make cuts.
And that's the thing.
And
so
you have to make cuts. But think about you say you like it because the MMO fix. To me, Destiny is a good first-person shooter in what it's... It has MMO qualities, but it's like so poor compared to every other MMO out there right now.
I don't know that every other MMO. To me, it feels a lot like people that played early WoW. And the people that played early WoW and really liked it, which it would be me with Destiny, like it grew into this great game that they were like, this is amazing. And I think Destiny has the same opportunity. Okay, yeah. I think a similar thing's going to happen with Destiny. So anyway, I'm playing a lot of Destiny. This coming Friday, Beyond Earth for Civilization comes out, which I'm going to play the crap out of. Yeah. I'm interested in Shadows of Mordor, but I'm going to hold off on that for a bit, because also in November, I think, The Division comes out, which I'm also super, super excited about. Like, I really enjoyed the Tom Clancy universe. I enjoyed the Tom Clancy games I played. It looks like a really good shooter. So there's just too many games out there right now. But I might, if it's cheap, pick up Borderlands, the pre-sequel.
Yeah, we'll
I also
the holiday sale.
Yeah, exactly. And then Shadows of Mordor, I'm going to pick up at some point, but not right now. There's just too many things out there.
I'm going to get Alien Isolation, and I'm going to get The Evil Within. I might Twitch one of those. I don't know if people care. Like I mentioned before, I'm tempted to Twitch one of those games. I just don't know if people care enough.
I was a little shocked that as many people watched the Twitch. Like, we did a Twitch of just doing strikes in Destiny, and I did a Twitch of the Vault of Glass, and we actually had quite a few people watching
it.
So
watching Brian get scared playing a horror movie
could be funny. What you really need is the camera. You need your facial expression playing.
If you're gonna do that, you need to get the PlayStation camera so you can have your picture in the picture. Because you need that. Jeremy is completely right. You
no
need
one
that.
Wants to see this.
Remember my idea I had? I wanted to do like one of those over-the-top scare cams like they have on YouTube of people doing like playing Amnesia and shit like that, where they're like, oh, and they're like shitting their pants because they're obviously overselling it for whatever. I wanted to do one of those, but it was me getting feeded on by Haley too. Just have one camera on the table and then one camera on my face. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, I have to activate my hammer dwarfs next. Just like crying and screaming.
Well, I want to play games in the dark, so it'd be hard to have a camera. I'm going to play them in pitch black blindfolded.
They can do that. But you should do that. You should go get a PlayStation camera and do that, because the Twitch stream right from the PlayStation will actually handle that right away. Intriguing. They'll have a picture-in-picture.
But yeah, if anyone cares, by the way, I figured out why you couldn't hear my fire. Jeez,
God Nathan. Damn it.
No, it was almost empty. It was almost empty.
Yeah, but is there shit on the floor?
Like a tiny amount. I'm going and getting a thing in my jigger now.
I figured out how to actually Twitch the chat from my fire team in Destiny. So next time I Twitch, you'll actually be able to hear Brian or JR was making lots of comments when we did the vault, and no one could hear him. There's a sound setting in the game.
Awesome.
So anyway, next time I Twitch, you'll be able to hear my fire team.
Really? Did you test it?
I looked up online why no one could hear my fire team. They were like, it's the setting. You're forgetting it. You're an idiot. And I went and looked, and I was like, oh, yeah, that setting says that the sound only goes to my headphones, and my fire team chat doesn't go to anywhere else.
Because fire team chat, not party chat.
Correct. There is no way to Twitch the party team chat at the moment. Correct. The interface doesn't work. But at fire team chat, you can. Uh-huh. And when we run the vault and stuff, we always do fire team.
Yeah. Makes some sense.
Well, because you're in the same group. I mean,
well, partly that. Also, team. Party chat, for some reason, Alex Shaver and I can never hear each other.
Oh.
But in fire team, we usually can.
If I could figure out how to Twitch my computer, we could do Borderlands.
It's not that hard.
Someone sent me the instructions. I was thinking of figuring it out.
Yeah.
I can show you how I did it because I'm doing it right now.
Yeah, it's really not that bad.
I guarantee I have the worst PC of the four of us. Yeah, you shouldn't do it. So I shouldn't be the host if we were to Twitch.
Well, there's a porn I have to download first for the it's, I'm not
sure. I mean, Brian just has to figure out how to Twitch not the porn that he has on the other screen.
It never stops.
He has his porn monitor and then his gaming monitor.
Yeah. Can be the same monitor depending on the porn in the game.
Yeah.
I left the channel. I don't know how to get back.
Oh, no. That's because I banned you.
Anybody saying anything interesting on the feed? Are they holding up there? Be useful, people.
Somebody says that no MMOs will grow, Jeremy. The style is dying.
I don't know that that's true.
Say that to Blizzard.
I heard Lord of the Rings Online is a lot.
You mean
of fun.
The people who are killing it?
No.
I've heard that Blizzard is having trouble. Like, Blizzard has intentionally changed the style of WoW because they think that the way they did their MMO before no longer appeals to the wide fan base.
Blizzard may not be killing the number of people that play MMOs. They're killing the concept of creativity or innovation in the industry of MMOs. Like, it's just... it's kind of like, you know, what we were talking about with the aping styles. It's like, forever and a day, every shooter was just Halo. Yep. Or every shooter is just Call of Duty. Like, there's one that's super successful. So now MMOs are just like, well, it's like World of Warcraft, except instead of orcs, they're monkeys. Okay, well, whatever. You get to go bankrupt. Like, I think that they've so dominated with one structure that...
people are having trouble doing something significantly different. The Lord of the Rings one has been successful. But I think that's based on the rabid fan base for Lord of the Rings more than...
Yeah, Star Wars did just fine,
Ben
too.
Ben started playing, and he just says it's kind of a fun system.
It might be. I haven't played it.
And
I,
how much are those just WoW?
That I don't know. I haven't played
it. It's so my point. Like, is it just WoW with a Star Wars skin? WoW with a Lord of the Rings
I know the Star skin? Wars one was significantly different, but I heard that most of the differences people didn't like.
Star Wars is basically just, in a sense, like Fallout. It's like most of the other BioWare games where they have a lot of dialogue, they have a lot of choices in that. That's completely different than WoW. And that
I heard it wasn't drawing the player base the way that, like, a lot of the people that played, they played it for a while and then fell away.
I know the Star Trek one tried to be interesting because the Klingon players didn't have a story mode. Well, they had a story mode, but it was all PvP, which is interesting because in most MMOs, your story mode is PvE.
Sure.
And even in the Star Trek one, the humans were PvE and the Romulans were PvE or whatever, and the Klingons, it literally was only PvP.
Hmm.
Their story mode was go kill 10 other players. Fuck them up. Buck talk. And that's
kind of a cool idea.
It's kind of a cool idea.
Except that probably means no one plays Klingon.
Well, it was just weird to play as a Klingon player. Yeah.
Interesting. So
we like video games.
We do like. We haven't played a lot of video games lately. Like, yeah.
Well, too many.
We'll get some group going. We'll get some Borderlands going. Borderlands pre-sequel is fun. The quests seem different than the pre-. Borderlands 2 is like a lot of like go to the zone for a reason, go save someone and kill a bunch of dudes. Borderlands pre-sequel is a lot of, like, go into the zone, unlock this door, go get that key, then go over there and get that fuselage, go over there and get me the engine. It's, like, a lot of more fetch
like
quests.
The most annoying fetch quests.
And here's that is the thing, is, like, and I posted, somebody in the Something Awful thread had said this, and I posted in the Muse thread, is, Borderlands pre-sequel has some issues. Like, it has some, the writing's not as good as Borderlands 2. The a lot of the quests are very fetch questy. There's apparently a boss fight that none of us have gotten to yet that's retardedly difficult. But then you fly around and butt stomp and you don't care because the mechanics are all fucking amazing.
The ability, the 3D element adds so much to the game that the combat is really good. Like, this combat, the combat is better than Borderlands 2.
Every gameplay mechanic of it is better than Borderlands 2. The grinder's really interesting. The Iridium, it's now Moonstone, but Iridium now has like five different ways to use it instead of one.
I've come across two. I don't even know what else you can do with it.
You can obviously, you can give it to Crazy Earl.
Yep.
The grinder, you can use Moonstone to that. And there are chests randomly around that you can't open unless you spend, you throw Iridium at it.
Like
it's
like,
it costs 40. It costs a shitload. But I mean, I haven't paid it because I was broke at the time, but my guess is those chests have good stuff in them.
So that's like Tiny Tina's chests.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and then just like Tiny Tina, the altars. Moxie's Bar has cocktails that cost it, like the Alters and Tiny Tina did. Yeah, and so it's mechanic-wise, it's just flat out the best Borderlands, but the writing's a little, I think, a little weaker. It has its moments, but whatever. The, like Brian said, the fetch quests are annoying, but then you butt stomp and fly around, and it's fucking amazing.
The grinder's amazing. You take three items of a certain type, you put them in the machine, and you might get a better, you'll get, if you, three green could turn into blue, three blue turn into purple. You can turn purple into orange, sadly, but...
But what you, what I did hear is that if you have any two oranges, you put an orange, and a purple... And you will get an orange of whatever the purple is.
No.
That's a, and that is a for sure, well, it's like 90% you'll get an orange. You might get a purple. If you moonstone it, you're guaranteed the orange because you're guaranteed your best result. But any two oranges and then a purple, you'll get an orange of the purple's kind. The only one weird thing with the grinder that's a little annoying is that the level of the item you make is the average of the three items you put in rounded down. So if you put in, you know, three 40s, or, you know, if you put in a 38, 39, 40, you'll get a 39, even if you're level 50. So grinding old shit you don't need anymore doesn't get you good stuff. But when you're maxed out, when you're, like, level 30, you just get 30s you don't need, and you throw them in the grinder, and you get a 30 out. I mean, you know, it's... You get that going for you.
So it's fun. The combat's fun. I will say, when I played... Because I played Borderlands 2 for, like, a year and a half, I had... My guy had so many badass points that my reload skill, my gunfire were all so high. So now I reload a gun... I could go bake a cake, I could go to the zoo, I could do all these things. I come back and my guy's almost done reloading. I'm being shot at all over the place. I'm like, God damn it. Reload that fucking thing faster. So some of them, and luckily they gave out a bunch of golden keys, because I will say it's nice to be able to go to the thing and get gold, get better guns. Just get some purple guns here and there, because if you get some bad guns, it can get a little frustrating. But if you can, like, every like three or four levels, just spend a key and get a cool gun,
you're safe. Right.
I mean, it's fun. I mean, I haven't played it much only because I've been so absorbed in Mordor, but now that that's mostly over, I can have a Borderlands week.
If you enjoyed playing Borderlands, you will enjoy playing it. It's still Borderlands.
Hopefully we'll get some group play going. Yeah, and if people who get it want to, like, join
us. Still cap
at
four players?
Yes. I did also, the two classes that will be expansion classes, somebody like cracked and looked in the code of the game and they found out what they are. I won't say what they are because spoilers, but anybody who's curious, you can Google, or you guys can ask me after we're off the air if you care. But so I'm excited. Everything's wonderful. The two expansion characters, like the Mechromancer and the Psycho, were in the last game. It's known what they are. People found the data.
Have you got the Sword of the Stone out? I haven't seen the sword.
No, I know where it is. I found it, but... And I found it, like, I found it by accident, and then I saw it online. People had pictures of it. The Excalibastard. Nice. It's this weapon that's, like, in a stone, and you can't pick it up until you're, you know, good enough to earn it.
You have to have enough badass ranks.
Yeah.
Huh, that's kind of cool.
But yeah, no, that's good.
All right. We have Peter out means Zappity Grumble time. Unless we had another topic I missed.
I think Andy's checking.
I was going to be looking at it.
Did anybody in the chat say anything worth a damn to talk about? I told them to be useful.
Dance for us, Stu.
There's a lot of comments about Blizzard, though. I mean,
well, yeah,
Blizzard is
it polarizes people.
It's a polarizing topic, and I'm okay with that.
I mean, I'm not bad. I mean, it worked. I mean, obviously they got crap loads of money, and people enjoy playing World of Warcraft. But I think it was so good, right. It was so successful. I think that. People are afraid to not do that same thing. It's like when Blair Witch came out, every horror movie that came out afterwards was a found footage movie just because it worked. Or I guess it happened even more when Paranormal Activity was successful. It doesn't mean I hate Paranormal Activity. It just means that Paranormal Activity told the next decade of horror movies, you need to be found footage.
A lot of games were just WoW in space or WoW here. They stopped trying to make. And the thing is, some of them tried to do different things, and those new different things kind of sucked. So no one kept playing.
Right, I mean, that's the thing.
So you have to do the next different thing, and it has to be amazingly cool. Like, you know, you have to like the Nemesis system for Mordor. That's amazing. But
right,
if those companies spend, you know, millions of dollars in development to take that risk and it fails, well, now they've just given them. Now they're dead.
Well, that's what Kickstarter's for.
Yeah.
Is this not a square? Is this like a subtle rectangle? No. It's square. Okay. I was having difficulty closing that box.
Yes, Chad. We need Zappity Grumble questions. Sorry.
Are you on the fucking Twitch? I'm finally on Twitch. I just joined. Sons of bitches.
I just logged in. I wanted to see if I could download the app, install the app, log into the app, get to our channel while he was still talking about Legion. That's all I was trying to do.
So are you being an idiot?
I've just Twitch open.
Are you being an idiot, and are you using my internet for that?
Probably.
So am I.
You should probably not be using the internet on here so we can actually stream out correctly.
We're gonna break down the internet.
Let's all start talking in jerky voices and moving weird so people think that it's lagging.
Quick, turn the channel.
Thanks, Zangief.
Alright. Somebody's asking if you do a Twitch walkthrough on the pre-sequel classes.
And it's Pip. Not just Pip. Someone.
It's not Pip. It's not just anyone. It's Will Hahn.
That's true.
Will.
All right. Are you doing the Zappities, Andy, or no?
Yeah, I'll do them.
Okay.
I've only played two of them, but the two I've played are amazing. Wilhelm. Is he fucking fun?
I love... One thing I want to say, the specials come out much more... Your specials are active much more faster than it was. There's like a 30 to 45 second delay in Borderlands 2.
Borderlands pre-sequel is like 15 seconds
between.
You get your action skills constantly.
And I am constantly shooting up, because I can't, sometimes I can't, I mean, I can aim better, it's a PC, so I can aim better, but now they've added the element of like, dimensional things, so every so often I'm being shot at someone, I don't know where the fuck he is.
So you just launch Wilhelm's things?
I get my two little, because one heals drones. Me, one, the drones are amazing. I love classes where they just have that
all the classes
function.
Are amazing.
Yeah.
They did such a good job.
Yep. No, yeah, so Wilhelm was fun. They added, also the actors have more voice. Like when you're interacting with the characters, they talk more. Like in Borderlands 2, your character doesn't talk that much. Like
that's true.
And they've added more. But Wilhelm is very boring. He's not a very exciting person to listen to. He'll say.
I did hear that
things.
The more you upgrade him, his voice gets more and more robotic.
I'm not going down that tree though.
Okay, but if you go down that tree, his voice actually changes as the game progresses because he becomes a robot.
That's kind of funny.
Nice.
All right.
All right. So we'll go through the first Zappity Crump. Grumble here is, when is John Christensen coming back to the show?
Did John Christensen ask that?
Nope.
fair
counterpoint.
Well, he usually would, we would podcast. I mean, we would have a tournament, and then we would often record that night, and he would be in town, and he would come over.
Right.
But he no longer goes to local events.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty true.
I mean, he doesn't want to travel locally.
Right.
He'll only travel.
Well, he's traveling
far.
So much for work right now.
Yeah. It's understandable, but that's the reason.
Yeah.
I'll put this out there right now. He is more than welcome to come to Madison
and record with us.
Why not?
I don't know. I don't have a good reason.
He doesn't have a good reason. He should be Brian.
That's what Alex and Jerry
are. Zappity.
Zappity.
Come on.
Do you feel the sense of hyper competitive tournament play that's prevalent in the forums is impacting the concept of fun when you play? That if something is not seen as the best, it's pointless to bring. I do see it. Well, no, it's basically
Jeremy
like,
is a you are a proponent of if something isn't the best, it's pointless to bring.
Yeah, like that's why. Okay, so this question confuses me on a fundamental level. Are you talking like I'm coming out on Wednesday night and I'm playing against somebody who's a fairly new player and he, you know, owns 35 to 50 points of models that don't work well together? I still must play face crushing lists. Then that's a stupid question. No, I'm happy to play goofy lists. I own Ryas. Like, I'm happy to do that. I do not understand why you have to play a list that's bad to have fun at a tournament. I have fun at a tournament playing Lilith 2. I have fun at a tournament playing Abby 2. I have fun at a tournament playing Vale 2.
You have fun at a tournament winning.
I don't have to win, but I don't want to feel like, oh, I have this goofy list, and isn't it fun that we're playing? Oh, I lost. No, that's no fun.
The problem there is when you take the goofy list, you're like, I'm going to bring this. You know what? Yeah. You're like, I'm in a mood to play a goofy list in this tournament. You take that goofy list of tournament, and then you get fucking stomped by Halo 2 because your opponent didn't sign the same contract that it was a goofy day.
Yeah. Like,
and you can't. It's hard to stay in that goofy mood when your opponents have the tournament.
You know what the most fun I've ever had is? And I'm not going to name who. Sorry. I'm not going to name any individual names, but the most fun I have ever had at a tournament is when I drop Lilith 2, and then I bottom of 1, top of 2 my opponent, and then my opponent has to leave before he says something he regrets. That makes me happy on the inside. Does it make me a bad person? Maybe. It's really, really fun. What is not fun is when I bring a goofy list and my opponent, top, bottom of one, top of two, top, bottom of three, but whatever, beats me really quickly and easily, and then I'm the one that has to walk away before I say something I regret. Like, that's no fun to me. I'm perfectly happy playing a game that's a good game where we both have a list and we both have a challenge. I don't want to be the one who gets shit stomped. That's no fun.
What it boils down to is that to have a fun game, you kind of both you need to have a game that is very equal matchup. You need to have a game that's it's kind of like bowling or golf, where like if one of you is fucking amazing and one of you is terrible, the person who's terrible is going to feel awful about the experience they're having. Especially again if it's at a tournament or something. If you both have goofy fun lists and you have a cripple fight, fine. Sure. If you both have amazing lists and you have this epic strategic game, fine. But the issue, like Brian said, there's no invisible contract where because you brought shit, your opponent is guaranteed all spring shit. You can bring crap and they can bring Haley 2 and annihilate you, and then you didn't have fun.
Yeah, it's no fun. On the other hand,
if you're the kind of person who doesn't give a shit and you don't mind getting assassinated bottom of one because your list is terrible,
go ahead.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah, I mean, there's pigs players, so sure, go ahead.
I mean, who would lose to a pig player?
Right? But the thing is, the point is, if there's two options to bring, and option two is just strictly better than option one, I don't understand the need people have to play option one.
That is a statement that I'm going to latch on, and this kind of ruins the lightning gribble thing. Strictly better. My brother actually called me out on this phrase because I used it in the podcast. Strictly better does not mean the same thing as better. You know, strictly better. Like if you have Nis Hunters, and then a unit comes out called Fliss Hunters that is identical, but it has one extra mat, one extra rat, and costs a point less, they are strictly better. But you can't say Blight Blades are strictly better than Bog Trogs. You can't say that Winter, you know. And so I think a lot of times people, and that might be to the question to talk about, is there's a lot of people who claim X is strictly better than Y when X is different than Y, but people don't bother looking into how Y can function because X is easier and is more powerful on its face. So I think a lot of people, they're not talking about bringing shit and losing because you brought shit. They're talking about bringing more subtle stuff and trying to make it work as opposed to just throwing Haley 2 and Gatsby 2 because they already work.
But the problem with saying easy isn't better is it's wrong. Easy is a strength in any model. Yes. So, like, people say Lich 2 is just easy, and that's why people play him in Crix. He's forgiving, and that's what makes him easy, and therefore he's better. Like,
well, I don't agree easy's better. I mean, if easy is better.
He might be better your first 100 games.
But, yeah, if you've played 500 games, Coven would be a high skill. People don't play a lot of Coven because it's high skill hard. But if you have someone who's played 500 games of Coven, they'll be just as deadly as someone else and just as good. Just because it's not as easy doesn't make it better or worse. I mean, it's just at a point. There's a window of time where maybe that's true, but down in the long road, I don't agree.
I have trouble believing that someone who's equally skilled with Coven and someone who's equally skilled with Lich 2, the Lich 2 player doesn't just win more games.
It's not just because he's easy. It's because he has overpowered abilities. It doesn't make it
easier. Right, but that is what makes him easier, is those overpowered abilities. The ability to have your caster be unchargeable is an easy button, and it's like, oh, well, you don't have to think about where you position your caster because he can't be charged.
Well, that's the people trample to you because it's easy, so you make these ridiculous mistakes that you think, well, it's easy, so I can't get it, and then suddenly things happen.
That's true.
Or they charge a guy next to him.
Yes, which is hilarious to do.
Which is always funny to do.
Yes, that's good times. Anyway, that's just my thought. Is like a lot of people seem to think it's like morally better to play these things that are... I don't get that. I just don't see it.
Just play... to be perfectly honest, I just play what I want to play. I don't really care anybody...
It just depends. I mean, that's a fine mentality.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be a top-tier tournament winner who wants to play some Masters. Correct. I mean, there's depending on what you want to achieve, there's different
attitudes. And that's something... Somebody actually mentioned that to me the other day. They were like, hey... it was somebody who was talking about me writing an article, which you don't want any more of me, but they were like, hey, you talked about last year how you were like really gonna, like this year from January on, you were gonna try to really improve your play. And I've been in Masters a couple of times this year, and like I think my play has strictly improved this year. It didn't improve because I was playing goofy things, and when I tried to go back to Rhett and play better with Rhett, I was so frustrated. Like, I got angry playing War Machine. I had to go back to Legion, because the fact of the matter is, whether Rhett has faction holes or I just don't fit it as well, I couldn't win with Rhett, and it was just super frustrating.
What I will say, and it ties into what Andy said, is that there's two keys here that are very, very closely tied as far as enjoyment of the game. Number one, you need to know why you are playing the game. Mm-hmm. Are you playing the game to be a high-quality Masters player to win War Machine Weekend? Are you playing the game just to push models around and eat some beer and pretzels with your buddies? And number two, you need to know why your opponent is playing the game. Because it's important to know if he's a beer and pretzels guy and you're a hardcore gamer. You don't need to necessarily change how you're playing. Sure. You can still kill him bottom of one, whatever. But just you need to be mindful of what he's getting out of the activity and what you're getting out of the activity. And as long as both of you are true to what you're doing and what the opponent's doing, you both should have fun.
Yeah. That works for any game.
The thing was, like, I think 40K is a terrible game, but people who enjoy it because they know why they're playing it, more power to them, you know? It works with any game. Know why you're playing it, know why your opponent's playing it, and both of you make sure you get that out of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Zabity.
Grandma! I thought he was going in a different direction when he was talking about kind of competitive players. Like, why do they all have sticks up their ass lately?
Yeah, I don't know. That's different. That is a different problem.
If that was the question, so I'm not going there.
Nope.
Zappity.
Drumble.
What is the best meal that you've ever eaten? Stop chopping the mic.
Man, that's...
I just had some Papa Bear's barbecue yesterday. Got some rib tips. Fuck, that's a good restaurant. Stuff.
Yeah, I told other people about Papa Bear's. They were like... I'm like, is that good? I'm like,
I get the rib tips. I love the rib tips.
Yeah, they're just really good, man. It's probably the best barbecue in town.
It's definitely the best.
If it wasn't so far to the east,
yeah,
it ends up stopping at the second best barbecue for me is Famous Dave's.
I have an announcement. We might not know this individually. After watching the video, all of our hand gestures were all idiots.
Oh yeah. So I already knew
all
that.
We're all morons.
I already knew that.
Where each one of us are complete idiots. Just FYI. Back to what we're doing.
I was going to make a list of my opinion of the best restaurant of each type in Madison. I was going to be like, you know, Papa Bear's Barbecue for barbecue, Taquero Guadalajara for Mexican, Salvatore's Tomato Pies for pizza, and so on.
I could just move in and live in Benvenuto's. That was like if I was rich, I would just like rent a part of Benvenuto's and just live there.
Just have a permanent table.
Yeah, a permanent table.
Assigned to Brian.
Is that place that's like a worse version of Viaggi's?
You son of a bitch!
Zappity.
Crumble. When you think of peanut butter and jelly, what flavor of jelly?
I just thought of something I could have said to the last question. The best thing I ever ate was your mom's vagina.
Whoa!
Whoa!
For the record, there's not a spider on my head.
What?
The Twitch feed. Go ahead, Andy.
I got it. You just heard yourself trying to hit me.
I did. That's true.
And it's recorded.
Go ahead, Andy.
Peanut butter jelly. What jelly do you envision?
What flavor of jelly?
I envision grape.
I do too.
But that's not my favorite flavor.
I envision strawberry.
It's just grapes. It's always there on the bottom shelf at Cops for like a dollar. Yeah. Like that big jug of grape jelly.
No, I gotta have Welch's grape.
Yeah.
Welch's grape jelly. Otherwise, I do like raspberry jelly, but sometimes when they have the raspberry seeds like or the little seeds in there are kind of annoying. But
growing up, we just almost always had strawberry. I think it must have been my mom's favorite or something, so it's just what I envision.
You've only ever had the one sandwich I made, so and that one was grape.
Yep, so that's what he envisions.
Exactly.
Grumble.
No spoon? Do you have your ice cream with a fork or a spatula?
I used to eat ice cream with a knife, just like a butter knife. Huh. I would just scoop it and think.
I'm more of a Blizzard milkshake type guy, so, you know, if it can go through a straw, I'll give that a old college try.
How many times have you sucked a Blizzard through a straw?
Oh, yeah. Like the end of the Blizzard when it's like a little bit melted and delicious? Well,
but not the first 90%.
Well, no, but I'm just saying.
Put it in the microwave for 20 minutes.
Jeremy was popular in college. He can suck a monkey through 40 feet of garden hose.
Thanks, mate.
A monkey that's resisting.
Off he goes. A pro tip for proper ice cream eating, because I'm a guy who knows how to eat ice cream properly. If you're using a metal utensil, hold it upside down. Scoop and then turn it over so that the ice cream touches your tongue instead of the spoon, because the cold metal will dull your taste buds.
Hmm. All right, then.
I learned that on Iron Chef.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Have you guys ever considered becoming a general gaming podcast instead of a War Machine and Horde specific one?
Oh, man. It sounds like the one Andy mentioned ahead of time.
Well, yeah.
We are a podcast of people that play War Machine that talk about all sorts of different things. So interpret that as you will. Maybe we're a War Machine podcast. Maybe we're a general gaming podcast. Sometimes we're a TV show podcast.
I think if we went true general, we'd have to get up. We couldn't pull them using more because they want to have, I mean, some focus, fake focus.
I don't know if they do. I think they'd actually, I think they might be okay with it. I like the fact that we have that touchstone war machine. That's something we all do. That even if you're talking about a show I don't care about or don't like, or there's a board game that Brian doesn't like, which I assume there has to be one out there that exists.
Oh yeah, there's tons of board games he doesn't
like. Like, we all have that thing in common.
Just have to look
all
at
like
Andy's game closet. I was gonna say like Andy. I was gonna say like two of Nick's games. But. I'm not saying they're bad games. I'm saying that sometimes Brian doesn't like the same games you like. Sometimes you don't like the same games Brian likes.
There were sometimes is a light.
90% of the time, you guys don't like the same games.
I give Brian's games a chance.
That's true.
That's true.
I'm done with chances.
I'm just saying, when I want to play Boss Monster, I go to your gaming group. When I want to play Kalis, I go to Brian's gaming group. Like, there's you guys have fine. A very fine divide. Yeah. Your Venn diagram just barely touches tips.
And it's called War Machine.
Just a sip.
Zappity.
Crumble. I turn my phone back on and I'm so angry.
Why are you angry? Don't be angry at me that Brian doesn't like your games.
Pancakes, waffles, or crepes? Which is a better breakfast
French
dessert?
Toast. I was going to say, write-in candidate French toast?
French toast.
A good pancake is pretty amazing, but eight times out of ten, not... I'm going with 8 out of 10.
Eight times
out of 10, I'm going to say French toast.
I can eat half a plate of pancakes, and they'll be delicious, but I'll eat half the plate, and then I'm tired of pancakes. I can eat a full plate of waffles. I can eat infinite French toast.
Yep.
It's kind of true.
And I don't eat crepes because I'm not French.
Katie really likes crepes.
Crepe is just a really skinny pancake wrapped around pie, usually.
Right?
Yeah.
Which, when you describe it like that, I'm wondering why I don't eat more crepes.
Well, the crepes in the
yeah,
way.
They're the little thin pancakes. And if you don't, you get your arm broken.
Oh, I know. I'm aware what a crepe is. I'm just saying, when you describe it as a thin pancake wrapped around pie, I'm thinking I should eat them.
It's just in the way of the pie. Why aren't I just eating like the deliciousness?
If I'm at Cracker Barrel, I have pancakes. If I'm anywhere else, I have French toast. That's really my
pancakes
equation.
At Cracker Barrel are amazing. They make some very awesome
they
buttermilk
get five
pancakes.
Tubs of butter, and then they go from there.
That's pretty true.
More food pro tip: if you're going to make homemade French toast, leave your bread out overnight so it gets slightly stale. It won't get all skinny then when you soak it in the liquid.
That's true.
So when does daylight saving time actually start?
November.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fuck you, newbie.
Next question.
No, you did CST. That's Central Standard Time, right?
Yep. That's what I
said. Oh, are we currently in CDT? I can never remember which is ending and which is beginning.
Oh,
I know
that,
spring
that
ahead
might
versus
be.
Fall back, but I don't know which is which.
I don't know which is
what direction to turn my clock, but I don't know why I'm doing it.
Yeah. You could always go by Brian's standard, which was spring back, fall forward.
Hey, it worked. I was trying to catch on.
I always love people try to blame not setting their clock when they're late for work the next day, but they do it the wrong time. They do it the time when they should be an hour early to work.
Yeah.
And they'll just say, oh, I forgot to wait. It's like your excuse is shitty because you're an idiot.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's Thursday.
Yes.
Zappity.
Struggle. There's chilies in it. I'm opening this one. We have to
we
try this.
We talked about
one
that
out
a while ago.
Listen, I was probably getting toilet or getting paper
no, it was
for
way
my
before
beer
that.
Fuck you.
All Zappity. Right,
Grumble.
Is that so, Raven?
Oh my God.
That's so
Grumble.
Raven.
So, and we have a special text here from Excellent Texas. It says, why haven't been painted yet?
Nice.
That's amazing.
He's so angry.
He's so mad.
What, he's primed and he's got some color.
Well, he's
on.
Not even
he's primed, right?
Nope.
Nope.
Hey, I had to set up a Twitch streaming and been working on
well,
a lot
you
of
know,
things.
That's fair. You know, this week you'll get some progress on
this, this week.
Yeah, this week. Week.
You have 3 weeks to paint this.
It's
not
like
you
a
got
certain
time.
Company called you out on this and you'll...
Yeah.
The company that if you could legally marry companies, you would stalk it and force it to marry you or else you would kill its children.
I probably wouldn't stalk it.
You would
yeah,
stalk
you
the
would.
Hell out of it. You would be standing outside
they
of its
would
house
never know.
Holding the boombox above
no.
your head.
No.
Yeah, would
no, you don't stalk with a boombox. You would never know.
Well, not high fidelity.
You would
where do you think I was
stalker.
This last weekend?
Cheating on her.
Hand. Yeah, cheating on them.
You'd be Ducky from Pretty in Pink. That's what you are.
Wow.
You're the best friend who wants there to be more.
I want you out of this podcast. Seriously?
I love you, Andy. I think Raylene's laughing in the other room.
All this really tastes like? It tastes like a non-sweetened chocolate.
I think it's delicious. Have you ever had
it's fine.
A Mexican hot chocolate? It's basically just hot chocolate.
Is that a sex move?
No.
That really sounds like a sex move.
It's hot chocolate.
Really hard.
It's hot chocolate with chili powder in it, and it's amazing.
Yeah. and then you spin her around.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Sprinkle the cumin on her.
Zappity.
Wait, so it's a pun. You go, oh, I'm cumin. And
you spray the cumin. Oh, my God.
Because it sounds like coming was the
yes,
joke.
Yes, I'm aware.
Okay. Like ejaculate.
Yes.
Okay.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Oh, I got the spicy piece.
So have we done our Twitch zappings? Are these all?
There's so many Twitch ones.
All right, lightning round.
We should probably go. I'm going right now. Favorite flavor is Slurpee. Blue raspberry.
Coke.
Cherry.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Humble.
Favorite phobia.
That doesn't favorite make sense. Phobia?
Favorite phobia.
Pass.
Afraid of
wait,
jars.
Is it the same thing as your fetish?
My favorite phobia are the people who are scared of feathers, just because it makes no goddamn sense, and it's one of the most common phobias.
My is favorite it? Is the yeah. fear of being outside.
Agoraphobia.
Agoraphobia, that's a rough yeah. one.
My favorite's fear of Jews.
Grumble.
What is everyone playing in the pre-sequel? I'm playing Claptrap.
Wilhelm. Athena. And Jim is... Oh, that's great, because Jim's playing Nisha. So if all four of us
he
get the same
me,
level...
He was all playing. He's like, I told him, well, there's like two people that are playing Athena. And he's like, oh, I think I should pick Nisha.
Yeah, I wanted to play Nisha, and then I started Claptrap. And that, honestly, my favorite part about Claptrap was the fact that as you start him, it was like, are you sure you want to play Claptrap?
Yes.
Wait, hold on. This is Claptrap you're playing. Are you really, really sure you want to play Claptrap? I had this pause and I laughed pretty
it defaults
long.
To no on every one of those pop-ups.
It was pretty good. Zabity.
Grumble.
Should Beer Machine be an event at War Machine Weekend?
I think it kind of already
it's
is.
Kind of the unofficial thing that's
happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you never been around Cool Kurt?
I did like, speaking of Cool Kurt, at Adepticon, I bought some gummy bears one day just because I wanted gummy bears. So I was walking around Adepticon offering people gummy bears, and
oh, God.
They would reach for them, and then they'd pull their hand back, and yeah. be like, no, they're clean. And they're like, okay. And they'd grab some gummy bears because they were all still hung over from Kurt's gummy bears.
That's fair.
Oh, my God.
Zappity,
Grumble. Have any of you played the Dark Discworld Ankh?
More pork
game?
I have not, sadly. I love Discworld, but I haven't played either of the new board games that came out for it.
The only thing I'm actually familiar about Discworld is A Color of Magic from the BBC television thing. That's the only thing I know
I'll
about
loan
Discworld.
You don't read books. Never mind.
I'll
loan you one of the best ones. It's like the third in the Guards series.
He reads books. He reads books only slightly less than he paints.
Got yeah, it. That's true.
Oh, yeah. I'll loan you the book after you paint Excellent Texas.
There you go.
Zappity.
Crumble.
Having played Blood Bowl since 1993, I was skeptical about Dread Bowl. Having played a handful of games, I'm a convert. Have you tried it yet?
I've heard only good things about it.
Yeah. I've heard good things. I've heard some
heard
bad
great
things.
Great things, never got around to
if
it.
If someone locally bought it, I'd play it. I'd probably even buy a team for it.
Fuck you! I bought it!
Oh. Well, someone brought it out. Hey, that'd be a game I'd give you a transfer.
There you go.
Grumble. I bought the game like 6 months ago.
Just a tip. That'll be the tip game.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Does Jeremy a fetish include tentacles, anime, cartoons, costumes?
Pass.
The thing is, people keep guessing so often that eventually they'll just go through the dictionary word by word. Is it Arvrex? No. Yeah. Is it antelopes? No. Is it?
Well,
and they'll get to it eventually.
People have guessed correctly.
People have guessed. My favorite is people have guessed correctly in front of Katie when she was drunk. And drunk Katie speaks only truth.
Yeah.
And drunk Katie told them that they'd guessed it correctly, but it was they didn't
they assumed
hear her.
She was sarcastic.
Well, they thought she was joking or they didn't hear her or whatever, and then Katie got so drunk she was like incoherent after that, and so they were like, I must have been wrong.
Someone I have actually given people have been around me and I they've said something and I've made some snarky comment that was very much what his fetish was, but it was always like a snarky
thing.
So they always just it always goes over their head.
Yeah, it does.
Zappity.
And then whenever they ask, I never say no, but I never.
Well, right, because I know like I used to be like no, but the problem was that then people would be like follow up question, is it this?
Yeah.
No. Follow up question, is it this? You're done.
So you have a three strikes, you're out type thing.
Yeah,
so,
and the internet has had three strikes.
For the new year, we should
reset
have,
the strike counter.
No, we should have a live Twitch. Jeremy comes out.
I want to say no.
You can Twitch stream yourself doing what your fetish is.
I don't think that's possible.
I don't know that it's legal. You'd have to
get, well, I guess there's probably enough proper outfits.
Zappity, Grumbo.
It would require a costume, though.
Stu says it more likely cheerleaders. They said it before is fairly comic fetish, so it's not like Katie has to dress up like the estranged corpse of Lucille Ball, except that she's been buried in a zoot suit or something.
Oh my god, that's what? My new fetish.
Is dead Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
Dead Lucille Ball in a zoot suit.
I was talking to people at work today, because we have calendars there, and there's some celebrity ones. If I had a time machine and could go back in time to one point in time, I would go back and I would fuck the hell out of Audrey Hepburn.
Mm.
I would just destroy her vagina. She wouldn't be able to walk for a month. I'm just saying that.
I'd buy her some chocolates.
Afterwards, like to make it up to her.
Yeah, it's like, sorry, it broke it.
My coworker's like, oh my god, I'll go back to like a day before you did it, just like in their birds. And I told him I'm going to go to her 18th birthday. So if you go earlier, it's illegal. And was it illegal back then? And Jean-Claude Van Damme and the rest of the time cops would come arrest him for
Zappity.
Zappity.
You know you'd do Audrey Hepburn.
Oh,
you
hell
think,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you think 3 sacrovolts is too much in a getter list, or just the right amount?
Well, I mean, it's a skew list, Tim, that's for sure.
It is a skew list. I think
it beats the hell out of a lot of lists, and it loses like nobody's business against a lot of lists.
If your other list kills everything that has more than one wound, then sure.
Audrey Hepburn had a great chocolate brownie recipe.
Is that a sex thing?
What?
I don't know.
That's code.
That's code.
Zappity.
Grumble.
She liked the
somebody's asking pretty much only for me, but do you guys listen to any folk metal? Just saw, and I cannot pronounce his name, Yuluvetti, and they were awesome. The only folk metal that I really heard was Corporal Connie.
Does folk music count?
Folk music is different
than folk metal. If I headbang while listening to Woody Guthrie, does it count as folk metal? Because I can trash the shit out of Alice's Restaurant. Does that count?
Elvete.
Zappity?
Zappity. Grumble. Ailstorm? Has anybody ever heard of that?
No. Yeah.
Ailstorm is pirate metal.
Oh, yeah, it's pirate metal. Ailstorm. Yeah. Ailstorm is pirate metal. That's pretty sweet.
Steve-o I have a couple
was,
of their albums.
No, not Steve-o. Adam, remember, who used to work at Pegasus, was listening to him one time when I went in there.
Okay.
It's a little gravelly in the vocals, which kind of... I like lead singers who can sing. I don't mind lead singers that do a gravelly voice, as long as I can understand them.
Not full-on Cookie Monster.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's terrible.
No. All right, that's it for Twitter, or not for Twitter, for Facebooks.
Twitter usually has a couple, and then you can try to steam through Twitch. I'm curious, how many people noticed me pantomiming a blowjob on the Twitch camera?
We'll find out.
Now they're going to find out. Yeah.
Well, I didn't pantomime it now. It was like 10 minutes ago.
I know.
Yeah.
But no one commented on it at the time.
Andy?
Suddenly just...
Yeah, are you pulling up Twitter?
I'm pulling up Twitter.
All right, I'll...
Robot Dead Air, best thing ever in a podcast.
Oh yeah, not everybody's live watching.
Yeah,
there's actually
a podcast.
That was only for the people viewing. People listening, what just happened?
You don't want to know.
I forgot that we're not just streaming now.
This is very complicated.
By the way, Nathan, you'll be glad to know Tsunami's making a looping GIF of it.
We're in 3 dimensions today.
I would be tempted to make that my profile, my avatar on the Muse Forum.
So Nathan, are you enjoying the new Doctor Who?
Hey, I haven't gotten to watch any of it.
That's my bonus question for Nathan.
I haven't gotten
really
to watch
last night. The villains were two-dimensional villains.
Man. James said the second episode of the Nick Capaldi series was terrible.
I think that's a great. It's probably the worst of the new ones. But yeah. I wouldn't call it bad, but it was the weakest.
It was no. I almost said Muppets. It was no Angel Take Manhattan, which was the worst goddamn thing ever.
But it wasn't as bad as the. It was not an awful episode, but it was his least. But there's been a couple of stellar ones.
Ready? We got
it? Yeah, I've been ready.
That was filler. I had filler.
Yeah, you guys were vamping.
We're done vamping.
Good job. When the Sacred Vault model is released, how fucked is a single wound infantry game on a scale of 1 to no more cricks, Pip?
You'll see more than ever, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Hey, Black Ogryn.
Black Ogryn.
I think the Sacred Vault is...
Oh.
Good lord, Andy. Turn that off.
See...
That was Black an hour Ogryn and a half.
Because they're not fearless.
That's true. They'll just break.
Just make them fearless.
I would play them. I own 2 units of them.
Just pipe them with Rupert.
There you go. It'll be interesting to see. I look forward. I am okay with any list that just tells Crix to go eat Pound's hand. Like, I still see an awful lot of Crix out there. Like, yeah. People joke about how the Crix is dead and people teching his Crix. I still see a crap ton of Crix out there, and I'd be really okay with a list that just tells Crix to go home.
Thing is, though, you know what stops the Sacrivolt pretty good? A Deathjack.
Yeah.
And what's in the Crix list? A Deathjack.
I'm perfectly happy with 3 Sacrivolts because it means I'm not facing 17 Gatorman Posse.
True.
Yeah, this is very and I true fucking hate facing 17 Gatorman Posse. God. Almost as much as so, I hate facing 50 Doom Reavers.
They are so hard to take. Well, Doom Reavers you can take off the table. You try to shoot at some stupid Gatorman Posse. They're like, fuck it. I can do it.
I just hate bullshit like that.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Oh, God.
Best Sorry, Christopher Lloyd movie? Clue, Roger Rabbit, or Back to the Future?
As a Christopher Lloyd movie, I have to give it to Back to the Future.
Yes.
Agreed. I would almost have to say... I mean, there's to do a Denver When You're Dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's write-in candidates, but of those three...
But I love him as a judge in there. He is a cartoon in there.
Christopher Lloyd Literally. Is great.
Yeah. He's awesome.
Yeah. Back to the Future is amazing. Yeah.
I liked him in Piranha. Piranha 3D.
I liked him in Keep Hope Alive. Or Raising Hope. They changed the name of the show.
Zappity.
Grumble.
Which is more infuriating, stupid, Gamergate or Scoopgate?
Yes.
Honestly, Gamergate.
Gamergate is the stupidest goddamn thing ever.
Yeah. It's really
crazy weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scoopgate is, I mean, that's, whatever.
Scoopgate's the thing. I think Gamergate's... It's dumber because the level of stupidity is deeper.
Well, the thing with Gamergate also, you have to bear in mind, is there's, you know, infinitely larger pool of people to inject stupidity into.
And they're
it.
All, yeah, exactly. A woman had sex, let's destroy her.
Like well, the
thanks,
thing, the,
internet.
The thing with Scoopgate is Scoopgate might be as bad as Gamergate, theoretically, if there were 100 times more people involved. It could have gone crazy somehow stupid, but it didn't, and Gamergate did.
Well, that and...
Well, because Gamergate is a worldwide huge thing Correct. In an industry that's a billion-dollar industry.
Exactly.
Like, Scoopgate was a bigger deal for people who listen to Muse on Mini's podcasts. Spoiler, there's nowhere near as many of those people as there are the rest of the planet.
Yeah. Like, even if you look at just the people that listen to Giant Mom, like, they dwarf all of us War Machine people.
Yep.
Zappity.
Grumble. Favorite solo caster and Warbeast from Exigence? So much exigence.
Solo, Caster, and what?
War Beast.
Caster Abbey 2. I don't know what my favorite solo from it is.
I like Braylon.
I like the Ephorit.
The Ephorit?
Yeah.
Is that the Light Cav?
Yeah.
Actually, no, you know what? The Pyre guy from the Troll Lesser guy is an amazing solo.
He is really good.
He's really, really good. And then War Beast, like from Legion, obviously, I'd say Zerial, but as far as in the whole book,
Scorn ranged bug.
The Scorn bug.
The Scorn ranged bug is legit. I don't know about the melee one, but the ranged gun, the ranged bug is legit. Yeah, that's a good call.
Yay!
Hooray! Zappity.
Unless you had stuff to throw on. What's your stuff? What's it?
I was going to say most of my stuff is actually trolls, just because I like the look of the models.
Oh, that chick is good.
That Braylon looks awesome. The artwork for her is awesome. I can't wait to see what Brian Douglas does.
Who's Braylon?
The score, the troll highwayman
solo.
Yeah,
I hadn't caught her name.
Probably they see it on Twitch.
Like a brown cloud came up. Yeah. That was weird to me. I was watching the screen and I didn't see my hand move.
That's delayed.
Yes, because it's.
I know it's delayed. It was just my brain was angry about it.
Yep.
Go on with your list, Andy. I'm watching to see myself move my hand. Do your list!
God damn it,
Andy!
We're on air too, Andy. You have to keep talking.
Who's your solo? Who's your caster? Zappy!
You just missed your hand.
Damn it, there it went! Son of a bitch, is that delayed? Oh, there was the second one. Go!
No, I'm done.
All right, Zappity, grumble. Next question.
That was more entertaining anyway. So. If you could be a DD class in real life, which one and why?
Rogue. Because obviously,
because you do it from behind.
Oh, like, that too. But no, like
backstrike.
If real life didn't have the moral and legal concerns that it does, much like in a real an RPG universe, like I would, I just always clearly gravitate to the criminal underclass.
Yeah, I'd be. What's the ones that's like a wizard, but they don't have to pre-remember their spells because that's stupid.
It's a priest.
No, not a warlock or whatever.
Sorcerer.
Sorcerer, yes.
Where it has all the same spells. Yeah. I'd be one of those.
Yeah, take that, people.
And I would just murder everyone.
You're a sorcerer, Harry.
Okay. That was your Hagrid impression?
Yeah, it was pretty.
Apparently.
It was pretty horrible.
Zappity?
Zappity.
Grumble.
That's it.
All right. I'm flipping through Twitch real quick. Just
anything
to see
interesting?
If
highlights? Otherwise, we can move on to recommendations.
Blah, blah, blah. Chad trying to say what I was trying to say. He said I say it badly.
Oh, my God. You don't need to review it out loud.
I can, though.
We could all vamp here as you look through it.
Vamp.
Vamp.
Isn't it vamp used to be like sexy poses and stuff?
Hmm? What?
Like vamp, sexy, like back in the 50s and whatnot. It meant to do like sexy poses.
All
and stuff.
I heard was sexy.
It's not a question, but the only one I really see in here that's worth mentioning is somebody said it would be amazing if Kalissa were a light cav version of Epic Kalissa and still had her gun. Yep, true story.
Stu, you don't want to see what's in the closet?
There,
right behind Brian, there is a ton of War Machine models in there.
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
My recommendation, Brian and I talked about this because we both are marathoning it and enjoying it for what it is I recommend Sleepy Hollow. It's not the most high class, like, you know, world breaking, Breaking Bad style, greatest show ever, but it's honest, it's cheesy. It's like Supernatural if one of them was a hot black chick and the other one was a guy from 300 years ago, like fish out of water, confused about modern society. And they battle monsters of the week, and they got the overarching plot, which is good. The one guy, is that the guy from Fringe that plays the Sin Eater?
Yes.
The guy from Fringe is in it, and he's really good.
Walter.
Yeah, Walter from Fringe. Yep. He's good.
The writing is just smart enough where they know when to be cheesy. They know when to be a little bit serious. They make sure every episode has some callback to some. Whenever the main character goes on some rant about how things have changed between the last couple hundred years, it never gets old because he does it in some new way.
He does a great job.
And then whenever he starts using technology, it's just funny.
And for the nitpickers like me, I appreciate that they obviously they take liberties with it, but they've done some research into the Bible because a huge part of the show is about the Bible. Like, they got things right. Like, I was waiting for it. The first horseman is conquest, not pestilence, because pestilence isn't in the Bible. It's the horseman of conquest, and they actually got that right. One thing I did nitpick was for the first couple episodes, they kept talking about the Book of Revelations, and apparently people had written in and pointed out that they were wrong, because after about episode 4 or so, they start calling it Revelation. So, you know, they at least try to get things right to some extent.
Every so often they make him try to wear modern clothes, and he looks so stupid in modern clothes. It's always funny. But they make an effort, and then he's like... It's just hilarious whenever he tries to change it up.
The writing knows exactly how stupid / serious it needs to be, and the actors are all good. So it's a fun
interesting.
Show.
I think there's more African American characters in this show than like all of them combined, which is just neat that they, you know, that's their show.
Like of the in the main like first half of the season, like the four people who are fighting crime, three of them are black.
Yeah,
just interesting.
I'm trying to remember the name. It's a TV show that I watched, but now I can't find its name.
Was it Sleepy Hollow?
Was there a guy in it? Was there a girl?
What happens
in
it?
Did you wear a hat?
It's the guy that can't die.
Oh, the Raylene, what's the show where the guy can't die?
Forever. Okay. So, Forever, I've watched... There's a few episodes out of it. It's very, in my opinion, cleverly written. It's very enjoyable. It's about a guy who can't die, obviously.
He can die. It just doesn't stick, right?
It just doesn't stick, yeah.
Like, for our British viewers, it's like Captain Scarlet.
Okay. He dies and then is always just reborn in a body of water naked. So they, like, you know, have some laughs about that. But he's trying to figure out why he can't die. And so he is now a coroner in New York City studying death. And occasionally he's just like, well, I'm curious how this person died, so I'm going to do this to myself and see if that kills me. Oh, it did. Okay, good. Now I know something. But it kind of has like a little bit of a Sherlock Holmes feel to it. He's got the pilot revolves around, and you'd find this out just watching the pilot, but like his quote-unquote sidekick, although his sidekick doesn't like help him solve things, he's just like his friend. Like, I guess it would be like the Wilson from House.
Sure.
Is actually a kid that he adopted many lifetimes ago who's now a very old man. And so he looks like he's in his 30s, but his son is like an older gentleman, and it's pretty... And that's kind of a cool thing. And then he's got a cop that he works with who doesn't know that he can't die, obviously, because, you know, whatever. But... It's really good. It's got I can't remember the kid. He's got a fellow guy that works in the coroner's department with him now who do not know the actor's name for the love of me, but he's a pretty good. He does a good sidekick. Like, he's been a sidekick in some other show that I really enjoyed that I can't remember now which one it was. And then
you are well researched for your recommendation.
That was why I was trying to look it up as I was going to look up their names.
I can't remember nothing zappity.
At any rate, I really enjoy Forever, and only a few episodes out so far, but I think it's off to a good start.
You know what channel it's on?
Hulu. That is the correct answer.
Yeah, it's kind of like there's a new episode of Brooklyn Nine-Nine tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
It might be on TV an hour ago, but for me, it's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
And I'm looking forward to it.
Because last week's episode.
I enjoyed the Jibber Jab games. This is Halloween.
Yeah.
I will be watching that in a few minutes.
Yeah. Son of a bitch.
Yep. Brian.
You're next.
No, I don't. Damn it, people can see clock counter clock.
That's true. Clock. They can tell where you're sitting, Andy. Go ahead.
I don't really have anything right now.
What? Unprecedented.
Yep, shocking. That is a shocking.
I'll have it after you come up with something.
I'm looking right now. What a coincidence.
Like, you guys are asking me, Brian doesn't have his pulled up either.
This week, I just played a lot of Shadows of Mordor, so I didn't really experience life outside of Mordor.
That's true.
And I recommended it last week, and I sometimes double recommend, but I'm trying not to. And I'm thinking of the TV shows, and a lot of the, I want to watch Constantine, because that starts this coming Friday, so I may or may not recommend that, because I don't know yet.
Yeah.
I will say, that season one, you stopped watching Walking Dead, you're like, I'm out. The first episode
why are
of
you
the
out?
Season
I missed the last season, and I don't give a shit about Walking Dead enough to care.
But the last...
You watched most of the last season with us.
Well, there was that whole thing. Like, there was the prison, and I watched, like, through the prison, and then the mayor ran off alone. And then there was a whole thing after that. Like, where he comes back with the tank, and then they leave, and then there's the cargo containers, and there's that
That's
one
where
dude.
It ended. That's where it ended.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch any of that shit. I saw one random episode with Andy where they had some annoying dude wearing combat armor that they were escorting through a train tunnel. I saw that one episode, and that was all
that
I
was,
saw.
That was the last episode.
No, that was like season. Third to last episode,
the
because then they get to the town.
It was
apparently.
Amazing. It was like,
yeah,
normally Walking Dead has a problem where it's a little too slow. They basically just, they had like a character come in and just destroy everything. It was so amazing. But I'm not recommending the show. I just wanted to.
It was a bad show. I just. Anytime I spend watching Walking Dead, I'm not spending doing something else. And Walking Dead just has fallen out of my list of things that I will make time to do. If it's on, I'll watch and go, oh, okay, that's cool. But I'm busy playing Borderlands or watching other things.
My burns from how much things record per week. It's actually a problem.
Brian does watch a lot of TV.
I'm having troubles keeping up.
But you were getting to an actual recommendation?
I was trying to find a way to something to recommend. I just play a lot of Shadows of Mordor. That's all I got. I can't. I'm gonna go get The Evil Within, but I can't recommend that either because I haven't played it.
Brian recommends German Chocolate.
Yeah, it's good stuff. I recommend, you know, that's my recommendation. You see all this? This is a challenge to some other country to send us this much food or more.
Germany's winning right now.
Germany is winning. And they're good at that.
Uber alles.
Yes. Yeah.
And I mean, it's not just quantity, although they did well in that category as well.
I would think
it was delicious.
Someone check our Facebook. I forget the name of the person who sent this to us because we should thank him.
Good job.
Dietrich von Huchtaxken.
Well, no, I can't look at Facebook.
I know. He's got an actual name.
He's a very cool guy. I mean, he sent us this much. This is.
It's empty for real this time.
Fucking A.
He sent us a ridiculous amount of
money.
This is a good amount of money.
I have never done that before.
Except for a half hour.
Look how much money this is.
Before today.
At any rate.
I'm just saying, I want to thank this guy. This is a lot of money.
This was amazing.
He's German. They get free college and free health care, and they're, you know.
Well, they eat free health care to take it for all the fucking chocolate. So some other country, you have to catch up with Germany. When they get too far ahead, weird things happen. So,
yes. Please do send us more stuff. Also, just FYI, we're not necessarily going to Twitch every week. I know some people in the Twitch stream were like,
this is just
the future of whatever you're only going to Twitch from now on. That was not necessarely the plan, is it?
I think it's
We're Twitching every week.
Every week now?
Yeah, every week that camera's going to be there. We're going to be Twitching the podcast. Yeah.
I'm occasionally not informed about things that happen on this podcast.
How do you?
We've been talking about this.
You just didn't think it would ever actually happen.
I genuinely didn't think we were going to do it because we talked about it.
We're gonna play strip poker next week.
I've been talking about how I've always wanted to live broadcast a podcast until I get a camera, and I got a camera. So, you know.
Okay.
I mean. Basically, we don't need to pander to it all the time. That's the only thing
we don't
need.
Not pandering to it at all.
No.
Thanks for listening to episode 91, folks.
Did Andy get his recommendation?
Did
you actually have one and you were pretending you didn't have one just so you could go last?
Kind of.
So what is it?
I don't know.
You son of a bitch. Thanks for listening to episode 91. I apologize if you watched it.
Yep.
These are pretzels.